about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Gary, what day is it?
Now.
Monday? Oh, Monday! Gosh, it's Monday, my number one day. Back in the saddle at work, I can shine. I love the rat race, and the starting line is Monday. Thank gosh, it's Monday.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So, if you ever want to hook up in the future...
Like kiss or like work on something?
Both.
Very forward. Very forward. Putting it all on the table, I see.
What is going on?
Just so you know, I got this guy, and they're ready to go to work.
And now,
the smaller the hole, the better the ball position.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 8th of July.
What's up, time travelers?
What's happening?
How are you?
Did we travel through time?
We did.
Okay.
Well, I mean, when you think about it,
uh-huh.
And this kept me up late last night.
Uh-oh.
We're all time traveling right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading into the future every second.
Right.
I just want to back up
and say that kept you up all night?
It did, because I was thinking about it. It was starting to blow my mind a little bit.
Okay.
Because we always think about how cool it would be to time travel, when in reality we already have it. Because think about, man, if I could time travel an hour from now, how cool would that be? And in reality... we're doing it 1 second at a time. We'll be there in 60 minutes. We're on our way.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Are you smoking weed?
No. It just never occurred to me before that we were time travelers.
I mean, mushrooms?
No drugs.
Huh.
No drugs. Just thinking about things, guys. I wish. I missed the Cizerp days.
Usually when you spend a lot of time thinking about something, it's kind of a deep topic.
Yeah.
This seems like it's, second grade.
It's just living, really.
It's living.
You're just talking about living.
It didn't blow your mind.
It did. I'm telling you, it did. I never thought of time that way before.
Okay. Yeah, time is a construct, dude.
Right.
Time is a flat circle is what I heard. So how is everybody?
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I understand we have new equipment.
We do.
To work through.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I feel like the ship is in capable hands of our captain. I feel like we are not going to hit an iceberg today.
No, there's been a mutiny.
Oh, our captain is Chip.
Yeah. Oh, really? Chip's now running things?
Yeah, the captain has relinquished the captain title.
The captain hasn't touched the ship in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No, yes.
And the ship changed. We have an all-new ship.
I just feel like we have no idea what we're in for today.
Oh, that's absolutely
so
true.
Yeah. Everything, the technology has upgraded now to the point where we don't know how to use it anymore.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. We have a lot of show, obviously, and a lot to catch up on. So much has happened since we last were on the show, but everybody is relatively healthy and well and present and ready to go.
Sure.
Allie, your vacation good?
Yeah. Slept quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
It was 2 weeks.
I know. Well, towards the end, I was sleeping past 6 a.m.
Crazy.
Which was like, yeah, this feels good.
But like 6:05.
Like 6:06, 6:07.
Okay.
But now, boy, did that screw you come Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you realize when you went to bed at night that you would be time traveling until 6 a.m. the next day?
I'm glad I didn't, because I would be up all night. I may not have slept my whole vacation.
Right.
With those deep thoughts.
You went to bed on a Sunday when you woke up, it was Monday. Why can't you people see how weird that is?
Wow. Honestly.
Here's the story. She actually got this tattoo a couple of years ago, but for some reason it was in the Daily Mirror in the UK on the 4th of July, and I've been eager to bring you this story. Her name is Lisa Cameltoe, and she...
I'm sorry.
What?
There's no way her last
that
name is Cameltoe.
Is unfortunate.
Her name is Lisa Cameltoe.
No. Her name is like Lisa Smith, but she wears really tight leggings.
Well, no.
This might be a dumb question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Legally, can you change your last name?
Sure.
Sure.
Of course you can. You can change any name you want.
Get right on that.
Well, she did,
Cameltoe.
Kevin. That's how she became Lisa Cameltoe.
Oh, she changed it to that.
Her name was Lisa Bell.
Mm.
She was on holiday with some friends in Magaluf, which I did not know but had to look up, is a resort on the Spanish island of Mallorca. So she was there, apparently plastered, and she thought it would be, and you know you get a lot of great ideas when you're drunk.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, maybe this is the new phone topic for July, is the dumbest idea you ever had while you were drunk that you were convinced was great. She decided she was going to get a tattoo of a camel on her left big toe.
Wow.
Because the comedy.
Right.
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 Because she got a camel on her toe.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right.
So her friends tried to talk her out of it, but she would hear none of it. She thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard. And then she spent the rest of the holiday approaching men in the hotel and around the pool, asking if they'd like to see her camel toe.
Wow.
And she became, as you can imagine, the talk of the strip.
It
there.
Seems like it would be easier just to walk around, you know, with no clothes or whatever, just to get people's attention rather than taking all of those steps to get to that point.
Right. And I'm sure every time she said it, she thought it would be the most hilarious thing in the world, because then they'd go, yeah, I'd like to see your camel toe. And then she'd just point down at the camel on her toe. So she, when she
Thanks
got back.
Thanks for walking us through that.
Thank you. When she got back home to England, she decided to go ahead and change her name, which she did, which apparently only cost £40 in Britain, which surprised me. I may change my name every month when I'm there. And Noah's so cheap. She wanted to change her first name also from Lisa to Iva. She wanted to be named Iva Cameltoe.
Come on with this lady.
But now I love her.
Her friends talked her out of that, so she just went with Cameltoe. Mm-mm. It's on all of her official documents, her checkbook, her tax account.
Wow.
She, when she applies for work now, people giggle because her name is Cameltoe, but she says it's so funny, I've never regretted it, and I still love it. The only thing she hasn't done yet is her passport has not been up for renewal yet, and she's very excited to have a passport with that name on it, so she can take the camel toe name around the world. And by the way, speaking of that, she says she's 40, by the way, and she's still getting drunk enough to think this is funny, but she says she still plans on getting married and having children, and therefore when she does, she needs her husband to take her last name when they marry so that the camel toe name lives on.
Here's the weird thing. When you're drunk and you have a great idea in your mind and it's the funniest thing ever, and then you follow up on that, maybe the next day, maybe you get a little chuckle, maybe. And then the second day after that, you're like, oh, okay, that was dumb. That's it.
Right.
How is she still dying laughing?
Every time.
Wow. I'm a little concerned that it's that easy to change your name. Like, what about do not fly lists? What about things like that? You could just bypass it that easily?
That's
like,
a great
oh, that's
point.
Not me. I'm now Jenny Cameltoe.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Interesting.
And if she does find a man who's going to marry her,
please.
What are the chances? I know. What are the chances he's going to want to change his last name to Cameltoe? All right, I'll just tell you one more thing about Iva Cameltoe, and that is on the last vacation that she, on the last vacation that she and her friends went to back to Spain, she got a tattoo of a fish on her finger, and walked around asking, "Hey, do you want to smell my fish fingers?" That's what this lady did. Come on! Lisa Cameltoe, you guys. Smell my fish finger, same lady. I may marry her.
How do you find this? That's funny.
It's so dumb.
I mean, I know it's dumb, and it's funny dumb, but...
That's why. It's just, it's so dumb. She's a treasure.
But I'm over it now.
She's a treasure.
God, you're moving to this country.
Her name is Lisa Cameltoe, you guys.
You're going to be surrounded by smell my fish finger camel toe chicks. I mean, that's your future me.
Well, the future can't get here quick enough.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? Right?
That's Lion King Mugs.
Wow.
Wow.
We have tickets for Comic-Con today.
Wow. Whoa. Is it that time of year already?
I think it's a week from Friday. I want to say a week from Friday.
Sure.
Holy moly.
Jensen is going to call and talk to us about his son.
Oh.
How exciting is that?
Very.
Matt Money Smith is going to talk to us about the Clippers.
By the way, how are we not coming back to a new Clipper song from Dave?
Oh, I'm sure he's working on one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really got something to be excited about and to rap about now.
Correct, yeah. I got bit by a brown recluse.
I'm sorry,
we
what?
Have great news coming up today because it's Monday.
What?
Hold on.
A brown recluse spider?
Yeah.
Bit you?
Yeah.
Don't people die from that?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
I thought that Kevin plus spider equals spider in this case.
Lesser people die.
Jesus. Okay.
Great news?
That is your great news.
Who's the dick?
Who is the dick?
Bean, of course, is starting this feature. And Anel Rivers, our old friend, will talk to us as well today. And we've got some vacation updates as well as earthquake updates.
Jeez.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We will come. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Allie.
Bean.
What's going on?
I mean, a whole lot, really. A lot to catch you up on.
Okay.
Just kidding. That's
day
all.
By day, right? You're going to tell us everything that happened
yes.
since we were last here.
No, okay. That's all old news now. If you weren't keeping up, I can't reteach you some stuff.
Correct.
Reteach
no.
what? Not sure.
Mm-mm.
Any of you see any movies?
I did.
I
saw Spider-Man. I'm sorry, guys.
I was going to say I'm going to take a guess.
Sorry. Yeah.
And say Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I would also take a guess and say Annabelle.
Yes.
I will also take a guess and say Midsommar.
No.
Oh.
Didn't see Midsommar.
Okay. Is that how you say it? Or is it Midsommar?
I think it's Midsommar.
Midsommar. Okay. I looked over
Midsommar.
At Casey. Casey's my movie lady. Yeah, here's the thing.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
Topped the box office this weekend with a pretty good haul. $185 million over the long holiday.
Wow.
Not bad, you guys. Not bad at all.
How is it,
also,
Kevin? I don't want to give too much away,
mm-hmm.
but the actors are fantastic.
Okay.
In the middle of it, the plot point, I was like, oh no.
Oh,
oh no, no, no. And then it sort of came around and they ended up making it work.
Okay.
So that's my review.
Okay.
I don't scared love that they me. Sort of came around and
it
made it work.
Really sort of scared me in the middle, but
right.
then it was like, all right, okay, I'm buying it. Okay. Good.
Okay. Did you also probably look at it different now that you have Spidey powers? Like, was that a
I mean,
different
I was
judging experience?
It against my own experience.
Yeah, these are
yes.
your people.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
Yeah, you're going to want to stick around for that Kevin bit by a brown recluse spider story coming up in just a bit.
That's so fun.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's insanity. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that movie came in number one. Coming in number two, Disney's Toy Story 4. That brought in estimated $34.4 million. That's a total domestic haul of $300 million.
Wow.
Coming in third, the movie Yesterday. Fourth, Annabelle Comes Home. And fifth, Aladdin. So there you have it. I bet I know what service you didn't use to see your movie. That would be MoviePass.
That's correct.
You guys, why are they still doing this?
Now what's happening?
Well, the subscription smartphone app service that allows you to see movies on the cheap is shutting down for several weeks.
Why are they not burying it?
Why not just stop it?
We have said that the last eight times something
yeah,
went wrong with
up.
MoviePass. But
and while we're on it, Woodstock 50. Stop pretending like that's happening.
It's insane. It's insane. They shut down on July 4th. They're not accepting any new users during the outage because there are people clamoring. Like, oh, you're shut down. You've had a ton of problems.
I can't wait to give you lots of my money.
How do I sign up?
I need in.
Oh, but they are shutting down for, quote, several weeks to improve the app and raise money for when the service is ready to relaunch. Stop it.
Right.
At that point, if you are still using this service or about to join this service, that's Darwinism, right? Come on, people.
Go ahead and join it.
Just
you're that person.
You're an idiot. You guys.
This is a disgrace.
It's not great. Current users will not be charged during the shutdown and will receive a credit when service resumes. No word on whether, you know, you're able to then see the movies when you want to see them. Because then it was like, oh, you can't see the box office, like the big movies that are coming out until like a week. It took so many turns. I can't.
I can't even believe it.
I say stay home and watch a show like Seinfeld streaming on Hulu. Because remember, you used to watch Seinfeld and you would just catch an episode and you're like, oh no, I don't, like, what's the story arc here? No. On Hulu, you can just watch and know what's happening in the story. Or maybe you want a bit of randomness to your viewing of Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you would use the shuffle button entitled the yada 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 shuffle button.
So only with Seinfeld or with the, like,
plays the episodes out of order then.
Yeah. It's just yada yada click, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, Dolores. Dolores.
I don't know why anyone would want that.
I don't either. It's just a way to get Seinfeld on Hulu in the news because it's their 30-year anniversary and it's kind of a big deal. Huh. Do you guys see, by chance, Jerry Seinfeld in the booth at the Mets game?
No.
Oh, A, amazing.
Yeah.
B, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to want to watch his pitch, Kevin. I know you've done it twice. And neither one of yours was wonderful?
Oh, no, I fell both times. It was a disaster.
Both times. It was not good. I'm going to tell you right now.
He was bad?
Nope.
Oh.
The exact opposite if the Mets didn't offer him a contract. I mean, it was like a sidewinder right down the middle, and he pitched from the rubber. He wasn't like one of those guys that walked up to the front and was like, no, they tell me to pitch from here. No, strike right down the middle. Jerry Seinfeld, good Lord, I got a boner.
Wow.
It was
amazing.
I have news
for you. The Mets need him.
Yeah, that's very true. By the way, GM of the Mets, I saw a story about the GM of the Mets throwing a chair. After one of their last losses, he met with the coaches, wound up throwing a chair. And I was like, that guy looks so familiar. And I thought, no, he just looks like every guy that went to Crespi High School. Because that was our brother school. I went to the all-girls Louisville High School here in the Valley. Then I looked him up. He indeed went to Crespi High School.
What? What are the chances of that?
So I posted it and people were like, was he always a gentleman offering his chair? I was like, that's funny. Yeah, he went to Crespi High.
Wow.
He's throwing chairs now. Not happy.
How about that whole deal?
Right? It's a good story. Let me know if you want the movie rights to that story. Might be willing to give it up for the right price. Some birthdays for you guys. Kevin.
Yes.
Did you feel it when you woke up? You knew it was a special day because today's the day Jaden Smith entered the world.
Have you guys heard his new music?
No.
I saw that it existed and I chose to not listen to it.
He wants to change the world, Dean.
Yeah.
He really wants to change the world. So.
Will he?
No.
Okay.
Don't be
All right.
ridiculous.
Well, other birthdays, Sophia Bush, Beck, Billy Crudup. Milo Ventimiglia, Billy Crudup, Billy, the one from Almost Famous.
Billy Crudup,
And Big Fish and stuff.
I feel like if you just went right through
I could have just, no one would have noticed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Bacon, Kevin Bacon.
Bacon, yes.
City on a Hill.
Yeah, you watching that?
I started it yesterday. I liked the first episode very much. We may be having Mr. Bacon in soon, so I love him. He's a great actor, and boy, is he a dick in this show.
I feel like every movie he's done recently, it's like, hey, you do the Massachusetts accent.
Yeah.
Can you do it again?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Kevin Bacon. Hate me.
Yeah, I like it.
Here's another replay from the best of.
We're back. We're live.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's July the 8th, 2019. The show is back from vacation.
Oh, okay.
And I've had a question that has been burning in my mind since I last spoke with you, Allie, and that is, why are you not on the road with Hootie and the Blowfish?
Oh, God. Trust me.
I figured that after I saw your Instagram posts on Hootie, I thought that she's in love.
Listen, before vacation, my friend Michelle texted me and said, we're old. Should we go see Hootie and the Blowfish? And I'm
your answer was,
what?
No.
My answer was, they're not together. He's a country guy now. And she said, no, it's the Hootie and the Blowfish reunion.
Okay, so
no. No, absolutely.
Okay.
But it was Hootie and the Blowfish with bare naked ladies at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm going to tell you right now, it was so fun.
Okay. Were you drinking hard?
Absolutely.
Okay. So take that into account.
Were they doing Hootie and the Blowfish songs, though?
All Hootie and the Blowfish songs. Oh. It was their reunion tour. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing. And
hashtag Hootie for acoustic.
Woo! Woo!
Who's with me?
But then I started thinking, as I'm looking at Darius Rucker up there being all hot and stuff,
I'm sorry?
I'll never be able to go on tour with Hootie and the Blowfish because Kevin shined that light, that laser beam into Hootie and the Blowfish's eyes during the Grammys. He remembers.
No one remembers that.
Everybody remembers. It was a
big
deal.
I'm happy to ruin that for you.
So you think, so much.
In other words, Ellie, in your mind, uh-huh. you're thinking, okay, maybe we get backstage, maybe we wait out by the bus, whatever it is, I get my chance with Darius Rucker, and then he says, oh, what do you do? And the mm-hmm. minute you say Kevin and Bean, boom,
right.
he's out of there.
Right, as I'm waiting.
Because we're blacklisted for life.
By the bus.
Well, however you go. I don't know how you go about meeting
you know.
People, but
sure.
Yeah.
Right well, I'm sorry that didn't work out, but you guys had that one night together.
It was pretty magic, but in the back of my mind the whole time I was thinking, damn you, Kevin.
It's so funny. I was able to actually ruin a relationship for
before
you.
Before it happened.
15 years ago.
Yeah. Amazing.
Kevin, how was World Series of Poker?
It was great.
How'd you do?
I played in two tournaments. The first one was $600 buy-in, and I came in about 50 spots away from making money.
Okay.
I don't know. There were like 2,800 players, and I came in like 300th.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Respectable.
Didn't make money.
Okay. Still lost money, but respectable.
So then I played in another tournament that was $1,500.
That's the big one, right?
To get in. The big one is 10 grand. That's the one you see on ESPN.
Okay.
But there's like a tournament a day in mm-hmm. all of June leading up to it. So there were about 2,000 people in that, and I came in again about 350th, and they paid to 280. But that was a bounty tournament. So everybody has a chip. So if you knock them out, they get your chip, and that's worth $500.
Oh.
Just for knocking somebody out, you get $500.
Nice.
So I got three of those chips, and I got $1,500 and made my money back.
How about that?
Lost nothing.
That's awesome. And who did you see at the tournament?
Oh,
you texted me and said, guess who's here?
Oh.
Was it Hootie?
No, it was Robot Jeopardy Ken. Or whatever his name is.
James.
James. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever his name is. Robot Jeopardy Jim.
James.
Whatever. I just saw him walk by. I was like.
So excited.
She's like, go find him. Go find him. Be friends.
Yeah, just chat. Maybe you can hang out later.
He's like, I'm playing. No.
I mean, he is a professional gambler. He lives in Las Vegas. I guess that would make sense that he would be there.
And I have one other story about the World Series of Poker, but we don't have time here, so let's continue.
Okay.
I want to talk about earthquakes.
Yes.
Oh.
I can tell you, as a guy who lives 3,000 miles away from you, nothing is more boring than reading about earthquakes in California when you're not involved. Because it is.
Oh, we're sorry about that, yeah. Bean.
Sorry to inconvenience you, since everyone here does.
Nothing is more boring than seeing video of people's pools sloshing. Now, look.
Here's what I would say about that, is that they really, on TV, they have to show you something.
Yeah. Something
so they
right.
try their best.
Yeah. I know. And they show chandeliers that are sort of moving.
Right. Yes.
And please don't misunderstand. If you live in Ridgecrest or the areas near there, that was a serious-ass earthquake, and you have every right to be concerned, and there was a lot of damage. Thank God nobody got seriously hurt, but there was – I mean, that was a bad, bad earthquake. But for the vast majority of people in Southern California, it was a blip, right?
No.
Not at all.
Especially the second one, the 7.1.
The 7.1.
On Friday night, yeah.
I was in Woodland Hills, and it went on for at least 30 seconds, and I thought the building was going to come down.
I put on Twitter that as California natives, we tend to be really smug about earthquakes. Like, I don't get out of bed for anything under 5.5. Like, we're just a-holes about it. That one scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been through them all. You've been through, we've been through huge earthquakes. That one went on forever, and it was a weird noise I've never heard with an earthquake before. It was terrifying,
but
Bean.
Bean was 100% right in that the TV coverage tried their best.
Oh, sure.
And it didn't even come close to capturing what that earthquake was.
What it felt like.
Yeah.
It felt a lot worse than it ended up being for people in the LA area anyway.
But it was scary.
I do. Dave, you were at Disneyland?
Yeah, I was.
That's a weird place to be for an earthquake.
It sure is. And these earthquakes, I missed the first one. Mm-hmm. I was hiking.
The 4th of July one?
Yeah, uh-huh. Missed it. Completely missed it with my dogs, around dogs. Not one damn dog barked or anything. Supposedly they're the earthquake early alert systems.
Okay,
BS.
So Dave doubts that. Okay.
Yeah, worse. And I'm bummed I missed it because, you know, I like little rolly earthquakes. Mm-hmm. The second one, I was at Disneyland about to get a beer. And then a guy I was with was like, hey, we're having an earthquake. I was like, you're drunk, dude. And all of a sudden, boom, it all hits. And you're right, Allie. This one was long.
Yeah.
It was what, good 30, 40 seconds?
It felt like 40 seconds.
Did they stop serving beer? Because you're like, I need a beer now more than ever.
Yeah.
No. Here's the thing.
No.
Disneyland, awesome. I was at California Adventure, kept serving food and alcohol, but shut down all the rides.
Oh.
Everything was shut down. So where's, you know, there's only one place to go. To Carthay Circle and get your alcohol. This was awesome.
Oh, they
so
were
thank
doing
you, Earthquake.
Yeah. That night.
So it's a net win for you.
Yeah, but I mean, it was bummed. I was bummed that they closed everything, kind of ruined my night. So, you know, but yeah, had some beers.
We'll
and
play the
booze.
Tape later. We don't have time here, but the play by play during the Dodgers game. The Dodgers were in San Diego.
They were here.
Nobody.
No, it was a local game.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, it was Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
Okay. They never stopped for 1 second. They just kept playing through it during the earthquake. And the announcers, it's so funny because they're like, how do these players on the field not feel this earthquake going on?
The players on the field are asleep. How many times do I have to tell you that? I mean, it's baseball.
It was crazy. I will play this one piece of tape, though, and I think you know how much we love Frankie McDonald. And I think we all owe Frankie a debt of gratitude as a result of this tape.
Hey, everybody. My name is Frankie McDonald. I finally got my 7.1 magnitude earthquake prediction for California right. Which is 7.0 greater magnitude earthquake. I did a video on in late December 2018. I finally got my earthquake prediction right for California. I've done a great job predicting the earthquake. Best luck to you. I'm Frankie McDonald.
Frankie's done a great job predicting the earthquake,
love.
You guys.
Wow.
In December, so 7 months ago, he came on and said there was going to be a 7.0 or higher in Southern California. And boom! 4th of July, 5th of July.
By the way, we could have all said that.
But we did.
But we didn't.
But we did.
Suck it, Lucy Jones.
Suck it. Hey, we mentioned we have Comic-Con tickets to give away a little bit later on to go down to San Diego for the convention center this year. We also are going to be introducing you to K-Rock Road Trip 2019 Destination Number 3, Smashing Pumpkins in Chicago.
All right.
How about that? You can win tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins along with Noel Gallagher opening up and AFI. They're playing the Five Point Amphitheater on August 29th, and you qualify when you win that to see the Smashing Pumpkins again in Chicago, including round-trip airfare and a two-night hotel stay. That is all good stuff, and you can go to krock.com for another chance to win tickets. All right, you guys, I saw this article, and I am curious to see whose side you come down on. It's called Who's the Dick?
I mean, you got to give us the right delivery.
Oh, I thought we had an intro. We don't have an intro?
Never did.
No, it's called Who's the Dick?
All right.
A couple weeks ago, you may have seen back on social media, and this comes up from time to time, the heated debate over who gets the armrest on a plane. And there's an argument, a very strong argument, from people who say that the guy in the middle seat deserves both armrests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I agree with that, but that's not what this topic is all about. There is another plane controversy going on right now that I need you guys to weigh in on. Is it acceptable to ask someone to switch seats with you on a flight?
Is it acceptable to ask? Of course.
It all began when one man aired his grievances on Twitter after a plane passenger refused to swap seats with him. He went up to this passenger. Here's what Daniel Bredig tweeted. A boomer refused to swap seats on a flight this morning to let my girlfriend and I sit together on the last day before we're apart for 2.5 months because he wanted to look out the window. All right.
Okay, so he had a window seat, and this guy didn't want to give him a window seat?
This guy, this is one of the interesting aspects of this story is we have to project why the passenger who was asked to switch seats said no.
Okay.
He said he wanted to look out the window.
Yeah, I would guess most people who have the window pick the window on purpose because they want to look out the window.
Because they want the window.
Yeah.
People have weighed in very heavily against Daniel for asking the guy, not so much for asking the guy to switch seats, but for apparently sounding kind of bratty about it, as if the fact that this guy and his girlfriend were going to be apart for 2.5 months had anything to do with the passenger that he approached on the plane. Like, that's kind of not that dude's problem.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That he and his girlfriend. All right. So this is what he said. Hundreds of people liked the post. More than 200 people commented on it, sharing their thoughts on the situation. Jeff Bryan writes in, did you stomp your feet like the spoiled, entitled brat you come across as? Lachlan McKay, one of your people, Allie. There are so many steps you could have taken prior to boarding to ensure that you sat next to her if you felt it was that important. You put yourself in that situation, not the boomer. Matt Hoffman, I mean, you've gotten upset at someone for not being considerate to your situation without knowing anything about theirs. Everything about this exchange seemed reasonable up until the moment you posted this tweet. So what do you guys think? Is it, if somebody comes up to you on a plane, Kevin, and says, hey, my girlfriend and I would like to sit together, but you like your seat, are you a dick for not letting those two sit together and, and stand on your ground?
I don't, I wouldn't put this on everybody, but I feel like I sort of am. So I usually just say, yeah, wherever, whatever, if it helps, fine. But I don't know that I should judge everybody else on that.
Mm-hmm. If it's a comparable seat, too, I'm not moving to a middle seat if I have a window.
For anything.
For anything. So yeah. Absolutely not. And then you can say, well, what about a parent that wants to sit with their kid? Okay, you should have figured that out before you got on the plane.
But in that case, I probably would.
Absolutely.
Having said that, this guy just... As soon as the guy said, no, I'd rather have my own seat, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. That guy has nothing else
and
to
I
say.
And I think if you're posting and making a point of saying the boomer, like what you're saying is this grumpy old man wouldn't let me, this wonderful guy who just wants to spend time with his girlfriend. F you, dude. You sound like an a-hole.
I agree. I was so surprised to hear you say that, Allie. I totally agree with you. I don't know. I felt like the room would mostly say that the guy should have switched seats.
No.
I would have, but I can't put that on anyone else.
No.
And he's right, by the way. Look, I know that we're all speculating here. I mean, the guy could have been, the guy who was asked to switch seats could have been a selfish asshole. We don't know, okay? But he also could have been a guy who's on, you know, who has a week to live and would just like to look out the window at the earth before he dies. I mean, you don't know what people are going through,
why don't you
right?
just go with a day to live?
He's going to die by the time the plane ends, and he wants to die looking at the sun. You don't know, man.
I mean, people are claustrophobic. There's a lot of reasons why.
People are deathly afraid of flying. Maybe looking out the window is the only thing that's going to keep them sane for that flight.
I think you can. It's fine to ask, but it's on them 100%. And if they say no, oh well, you move on.
Yeah,
I agree with you. By the way, the final result showed that 64% of those who took part thought that it was a reasonable request to ask, which I think we all agree.
Sure.
36% thought you'd be pushing your luck if you did this, and I don't even know what that means. I don't think there's. I mean,
pushing your luck if you asked.
If you ask, and I don't understand that at all because there's no danger in asking. You
right,
know what
of
I mean?
Course.
But like you said, you don't get butt hurt if the guy says no.
Right.
It's agreed. On you to sit together. All right. So in this case, who's the dick? I guess we've decided it's the passenger who asked, right? Just because he threw a big tantrum afterwards.
Yes. But I think you have to say it right.
Because this has been...
About a half hour from now, we've got great news.
Great news!
We always love doing on Mondays.
Plus, Kevin versus the black recluse... Excuse me, the brown recluse spider.
Wow. Did you say black as a Nell's on hold?
I did. I think
that is such... I did a... A move.
I know. It does seem very racist, doesn't it? I got an email.
I am black and I am a recluse, so.
Okay, there you have it.
So it's accurate then, okay.
I got an email from our old friend Annelle that was very concerning over the holiday. Hey there, fellow sexy humans. Hope all has been well. I know I've been kind of scarce these days, stupid kids and their needs, but I need a favor. The other night, some scumbags broke into the equipment room and stole thousands of dollars worth of football equipment from the Bell Gardens Lancers Youth Football Organization. Totally wiped them out. They got everything, jerseys, helmets. They even stole the cheer uniforms. The cheer uniforms. Hey, don't be so judgy there. I got some, you know, I'm just...
How do you sell that stuff?
Ask Bean.
Other than the cheer uniforms.
I'm asking, how do I buy that stuff? That's what I'm asking. The season starts in 21 days, and these kids have nothing now, not so much as a football or a pom-pom. Our league is starting a GoFundMe to try to replace the equipment. I was wondering if I could come on air for a few minutes to get the word out about the campaign. Annelle, first of all, welcome. How you been? Great to talk to you.
I have been good, man. Just out here making babies I cannot afford.
All right,
you know,
good.
That's, you know, yes. What I do.
What is your connection with the Bell Gardens Lancers? Do any of your many children participate in that program?
My youngest son, Asa, or sorry, older son, Asa, actually plays football in the league that the Bell Garden Lancers are part of. We are part of the San Gabriel Valley Junior All-American Football Conference. This actually is funny, man. You guys have a connection to this league, man. You don't even know.
We do?
Uh-oh.
You do, man. Hey, let me tell you something. Our very own Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, once former mighty East L.A. Bobcat.
No kidding. Dave was a Bobcat.
You guys didn't know that, did you? Dave was a Bobcat. Myself, I played for the Walnut Cowboys as well as my son.
What position did Dave play? Because I can't see this happening.
Who, Dave?
I was a tackle Dave or something played, like that.
Dave played end and tackle. He sat at the end of the bench and tackled anybody who got close to the water cooler.
So, Annell, what do we know about this robbery? I mean, you did get some pretty good coverage in the days following the robbery. I mean, I saw it on the news. I know it was on NPR. Where was this stuff held, and any leads on who did it or why?
Well, Bell Gardens High School, as you guys know, it's in you know, a pretty residential neighborhood, basically. And what the way it works is the youth football program, they have a big giant equipment shed, you know, one of the big giant, you know, cargo type containers there. And it's been converted basically to like an equipment room. And they wiped us all out, man. I don't know how. As far as the when, it would have to be the overnight, sometime right before the first of the month. And, somebody got in there. And the thing about it is, I mean, used football equipment has, like, no street value.
Yeah, that's my question. I mean? How do you sell that?
One piece at a time online. I don't know. Somewhere around L.A., there is some lowlife running around with a truck full of kids' football equipment.
Hey, I've got a helmet that's slightly used by a 7-year-old. Anyone interested?
Yeah, that's pretty much the basics of it. You know, this is not like it's adult equipment, you know, from the high schools or that kind of stuff or, you know, or the college level. No, this is specific youth football equipment that, I got to be honest with you guys, really does not fit anybody but children.
Right.
I mean, those
right.
helmets are like medieval torture devices for an adult, so you wouldn't want to put one of those on yourself.
Of course.
You know, and so, yeah, so basically we got a GoFundMe going, and I got to thank you guys, man. It's starting to catch fire.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean? I haven't checked recently. I think last night we were at about $7,000 in basically about the last week. And, you know, I got to be honest, man, football equipment is not cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not. You know, if you drop a Google search for just youth football helmet, you're looking anywhere between the 80 and, you know, 150 ball.
Although there's a lot of them for like 30, 40 now. Nothing but used equipment.
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, anybody comes across any, like, you know, candy apple red football helmets, you know, you got my Twitter. Dropping stuff.
Now, I have to ask you this because I did see a couple of people in the comment section of the GoFundMe when I was on the page. People were surprised at how much the goal was, which is $50,000, which seemed like, I don't know, I feel like you could get the Chargers for that, the real, you know, the actual Chargers for that. Why so much money?
You know, I got to be honest with you, man. Football equipment is expensive, all right? Just to kind of give you an idea, just to kind of break it down. You're looking, like I said, about $100 for a helmet. When you're looking at shoulder pads, you know, all the pieces that go along with it and all the equipment, you're looking at ballpark between, you know, $150 to $200.
And how many
per
kids?
Kid outfit. This program's got a lot of kids, man. This is a huge program. You've got kids starting as young as about 6 years old with the flag program, going up to high school level, which is 13. So you're looking at probably an excess of between 200 to 300 kids. So do some simple math on that. I mean, it sounds like it's a lot of money, but you got to understand, this is stuff that's been accumulated literally over, like, years and years and years. So when you got to replace a couple of helmets here, a couple of pads there, it's not a big deal for any program. We're all kind of built for that.
Sure.
But when you got to replace everything, I mean, everything, brother. They need new shoelaces for the girls' shoes, man. Everything. They got it all, man. I mean, you know, they left everything, but you know what I'm saying, except the kitchen sink, bro. I mean, it's gone. You know,
well,
I went and checked back on the shed, it was completely vacated.
I hope there's karma somewhere down the road for those bastards that stole from this program, even from kids, for God's sakes. All right, we're going to post it on our Twitter, on our Kevin Amin Instagram as well. But if people don't go there, what's an easy way to remember how to get to the GoFundMe page, Annell?
You know, if you're on GoFundMe, if you just type in Bell Gardens Football. It should pop right up.
Yep.
It's just the number one campaign. It's trending, and I can't thank you guys enough, man. You guys really are the best.
By the way, Annell, there is a comment saying some guy is offering a bunch of stuff, so I looked at this guy's site. It's all orange helmets, so it's not the person that stole it.
You know what?
Because you can't, paint a helmet. I know that.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny, man? It's weird how this helmet paint is. Like, football helmets are weird. If you paint a football helmet with just good old-fashioned Krylon, it chips free. It looks terrible by the end of the game, you know. But yeah, so hey, if anybody out there, you know, got a lead on a like I said, the candy apple red football helmets, any kind of Bell Guards, Lancers jerseys, holla at your boy.
All right, good deal, Anel. Thanks for jumping on. Good luck. Keep us posted. All right.
Hey, thanks. I love you guys, man. Appreciate it.
You are listening to the world famous K Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Got some great news coming up for you right after the top of the hour because it is in fact Monday. We are back from vacation. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks to all the people who sent us such kind words while we were gone about how much they missed the show.
It's very nice.
People going back and listening to podcasts.
Yeah. It was very nice.
That's agreed. Very nice.
And, we're not and emotionally equipped to handle that.
No, mm-hmm. not at all. So. But we missed you, some of you, too, as well. All right, Allie's here with another look at what's happening here on this Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
And let's not bury the lead. After great news, we're going to find out how Kevin now has a superpower.
Yes.
After being bit by a brown recluse spider.
Probably radioactive. Yes.
Probably. Dude's glowing. He walked in. I'm like, you pregnant? Seriously.
I am, it turns out. What? Oh, sorry. Spoiler.
Oh, you can't. Jeez, Kevin. All right, guys. So Stevie Wonder, performing at a London concert on Saturday, announced that he's going to undergo a kidney transplant later this year. This adoring crowd was cheering when the performer just casually announced that he's already found a doctor and he's going to have some extended time off from performing and probably have surgery in September of this year.
Hmm.
Wow. That's big.
Do you guys believe him?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Stevie Wonder, he lies about being blind. Maybe he's lying about needing a kidney, too.
Oh, God, what's wrong with you?
Come on.
Yeah,
we
believe
what's
him,
going on.
Well, yeah, I definitely believe him.
He pretends to be
blind. He's a national treasure, for God's sake.
Thank you,
so
Kevin.
So much evidence of him actually having sight. He just likes all the attention.
Good Lord.
I'm just saying, double check this with a doctor. That's all I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm saying is a lot of announcements for this Disney live-action remake of The Little Mermaid while we were off. Melissa McCarthy is going to be playing Ursula. Awkwafina and Jacob Tremblay in talks to star as Scuttle and Flounder. And then the internet lost its collective mind when Disney announced its casting of Ariel. It's going to be a young lady named Halle Bailey, which a lot of people real confused at first. They're like, Halle Berry, what is happening?
A little old for the Little Mermaid.
Right, but she is a young African-American young lady. She's on the show Grownish, and she's half of the singing group Chloe and Halle.
And she's an incredible singer.
Oh, my gosh. Like, unbelievable. Was it the Grammys when they performed,
yes.
Bean?
Yes.
And immediately I took to Google because I was like, these voices coming out of these tiny little humans? Unheard of.
But sounds perfect.
Of course, people started saying, well, how can this be? Ariel is a redhead and she's Danish. The story is Danish. How can it be an African American Ariel?
Ugh.
Oh, for the love of God.
See that? You see that? You see how white people do?
Guys, it's a mermaid. She is she's not even a real human being.
No,
just a mermaid. But I do love the people that were like, no, it's a Danish story. At least stick with a Danish story. Like, first of all, you can't be black and Danish.
Right.
Right there. I think I might have poked a hole in your theory. But everybody calm down.
It was crazy that people were upset over an actor that was playing an imaginary mermaid. I was like, well, I'm glad all other problems are solved.
What is wrong with people?
People are nuts, you guys.
That's a great choice. All right, Dave, okay. Dave weighs in. He's very upset about the casting that Lizzo should be Ursula.
That was a big, big talk because she had posted video of her in Ursula makeup, singing an Ursula song. People were like, it's been her dream.
Yeah, she says, I'm Ursula, period.
She just wanted to be Ursula, and she's not Ursula. It's Melissa McCarthy, and that sucks for Lizzo fans, but I also think, Lizzo, you are just starting to break. You've got huge things coming your way. I'm not worried about Lizzo right now.
No, correct. This isn't her only chance to shine.
No, she probably would have been wonderful, but I think maybe
Yeah, a lot of people want to be in the Lizzo business right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys hear about Cardi B at the London Wireless Festival on Friday?
Did not.
She got a little caught up in the moment, snatched her wig off, threw it into the crowd.
That's not a move you see every day.
You don't see it every day. And she had some thoughts afterwards. She wound up writing on Instagram, "I got carried away, and I want my wig back." So she requested that whoever caught it to privately message her. What? First of all, no one's given that wig back.
No.
Second of all, you do not want it back if someone's giving it back.
Agreed.
Cardi B, you can A, afford a lot of wigs. Mm-hmm. Very funny, though. A lot of people responded, including Snoop Dogg, who commented on the post, "Too late. It's already on eBay, sis." And I think he might be right. But that is just a strange move. Like, you're so caught up in the moment, you whip your hair off and throw it into the crowd.
Never heard of that.
Then the next day, you're like, yeah, press, carried away. Press. Cardi
don't need more press. I don't know if you guys follow Cardi B on Instagram, but she is a delight. She's on her plane the other day, singing at the top of her lungs, "Living on a Prayer." And she doesn't know any of the words to "Living on a Prayer." It's great.
Bean, do you follow Cardi B on Instagram?
I sure do.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Cardi B and I have a special bond, as you know.
You really do.
The Kevin Bean rap battle, I mean, she taught me how to flow.
Can we hear some of your flow?
No, you cannot.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. But my point is, she's hilarious.
Okay. I love it. All right. Some birthdays for you guys. Kevin Bacon, Milo Ventimiglia, Billy Crudup, Beck, Sophia Bush, and Jane Smith. And
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:05. We're back from vacation. We're doing a live show.
Mm-hmm. We are. We're here. We're real. This is happening live right now. Don't need the echo yet.
Oh.
You know how there's somebody in your office who always comes up with creative ways to call in sick for work?
Hold on. Kevin totally just pulled an Urkel and was like, "Wait, did I do that?" You did do that.
No, but what that means is... Okay, never mind. What that means is the echo was on during the song.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
And that means that what you were saying may not be heard on the air, but perhaps the echo part might have been during the song.
I see.
I'm not positive.
Okay, forget what I was going to say.
Back to you.
Let's abort. Let's go back on vacation. We'll come back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll start again, and it's going to be great. Speaking of great, it's time for great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for...
All right, mine starts in Ireland, which I, of course, am a big fan of, as is Allie.
Mm-hmm.
The little kid's name is Lorcan McCaffrey, and he's in the beginning of the story. He's standing in a room that is floor to ceiling covered in teddy bears.
Oh,
and he explains why.
My name is Lorcan, and I am 4. Well, I collect them because the sick children, but the ones. Mommy's for them to buy because they were in the hospital.
Okay, so you can't understand him. So,
no, not a word.
Okay, so what he's
I
saying
hate it when
is,
little kids talk. I hate it.
Oh, I think he was saying that he collects them for the little kids in the hospital.
He was. Thank you, Allie. Uh-huh. So he's a 4-year-old. He's been collecting and donating stuffed toys for children who have been through something traumatic in the hospital. And here's his mom explaining how it all got started.
This little girl had come in from an accident, and she had lost her parents. A policeman had come in with a huge white teddy bear with a red heart. So with that, I explained to Lorcan what had happened, because he'd seen me crying, and he says, "Mommy, can I have a black bag?" And I says, "Pep, what do you want it for?" And he says, "I want to go upstairs and put my bears into a bag." And he says, "Mommy, I'm here and you're here, and you always buy me toys anytime I want them."
So he's spoiled. So we've got that going, right?
No.
And they won't move further away from the guy playing the banjo either. I hate everything about this family.
So he so he decides that he's going to collect toys for people who are in the hospital that have lost loved ones.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes, so you know, it gets into social media and it takes off.
This has overwhelmed both myself and my son. I never thought it would actually have taken off as good as it has. We all need a bit of extra comfort.
And the teddy bears are going to be distributed by the police, the ambulance service, and domestic violence charities. And they're going to be given to kids who are going through trauma.
Lovely.
Here's what his dad had to say.
Possible night, the full moon, that one night, and it's supposed to be bright out, and could anyone go up in the mountains of one night, sure.
That is a wonderful story, Kevin.
He is so proud.
And that's my great news.
Well, my great news, I kind of have a little bit of a connection to, because this young man, Michael Platt, is 13 years old now. He went to my high school. He was a Bowie, Maryland Bulldog. Unfortunately, in sixth grade, at age of 11, he had to be taken out of school because he was diagnosed with epilepsy and his seizures were too frequent for him to be in a public school. So his mom started staying home. She had a job with the Prince George's County school system there. She stayed home to take care of Michael full time. And it was a devastating diagnosis for the family because he was a very active young boy. He used to love to play football and climb trees and gymnastics and diving and everything else. And he wasn't allowed to do any of those things anymore. So now he's kind of stuck in the house because it makes the frequency of the seizures less. And he discovered on YouTube that he was fascinated with baking. He could not believe that people could take eggs, flour, and water and turn them into things like cakes. So he decided he wanted to bake. And not only did he start baking at home, but he decided that he was going to start a business where he makes cupcakes, cakes, and cookies. And like Tom's does with their shoes, you buy a pair of shoes, they give a pair to the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
That's what young Michael decided he was going to do with his cupcake business. So for every cupcake, cake, or cookie that he sells, he donates another one to the homeless and the hungry. Twice a month, he heads out to locations including domestic violence shelters, transitional housing, and McPherson Square in the district to pass out the goodies. He loves handing out cupcakes to kids. I know that I like cupcakes, but also cupcakes are part of a child's childhood, so everyone should get them. How about this little man, by the way?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He also bakes to raise money for hunger-fighting nonprofit groups. He spent a morning last weekend teaching a baking class at Williams-Sonoma in Annapolis to raise money for a charity in the area called No Kid Hungry. I just think he is he's incredible. He says his hero growing up was Martin Luther King. He had an I Have a Dream poster in his grandparents' house, and he decided that he, too, was going to be a justice warrior. And this is the way that he has decided to help. You know what I was doing when I was 13? I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
Right? You should be embarrassed.
This kid has a business out of his house where he's baking and giving away half of everything he bakes to the homeless and the hungry. So he is an awesome young man, Michael Platt, and he is my great news.
I mean, Michael's cool, but he was, what, 13?
13 now. Started the business at 11, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, mine was 4.
All right.
Okay.
Kevin's winning this round because my little girl is 5 years old.
Okay.
Her name is Tinsley Blue, but she's only 5, already shown more empathy and wisdom than most of us will in a lifetime. She lives in northern Alabama, and occasionally when she was out with her mom, they would see the same homeless man. And they decided to bring him food one day. And then the next day, she's like, can we bring him a blanket? And then it just kind of went on from there. She thought, why are we not doing more for people? So she began contributing her allowance to supplement families' purchases of items for the homeless in their community. She created what she calls blessings bags. That's everything from clothing to tissues, sanitary items, books, and more, put into these little bags that she makes herself. And then once a month, her and her mother go around, and this little 5-year-old walks up and says, here you go, and hands them a bag of stuff that they just may not have out there. Something as, it sounds so crazy, but things like sanitary napkins for women who are homeless,
Yeah. That's
one of the number one things that women need. So to have that every single month being brought to you by a little 5-year-old, it's kind of lovely. So when she was asked why she does this, she said, because they don't have nobody to do it for them. So this little 5-year-old and her mom have also created a Facebook page called Little Heroes for the Homeless, where if you want to donate some money so they can get some more things out there. I mean, northern Alabama, they don't have the services that a big city like L.A. I mean, look at how we take care of our homeless here.
Really well.
Oh, look, we geez. Give them all the pet rats they can handle.
My God. It is not good. But Tinsley Blue, and she is my great news.
We're going to talk all about the Clippers and their latest acquisitions, which kind of rocked the NBA over the holiday while we were gone, with Matt Money Smith next hour. Also, Jensen Karp will give us the update on what's going on with his little baby Adler. Got tickets for Comic-Con on the way as well. All right, here's what I was starting to say a few minutes ago before we had a technical meltdown. You know how you have that guy or girl at work, who takes a lot of days off and has to get really, really creative with what's going on? Mm-hmm. Oh, my garage door didn't open. I can't get into work. Oh, there was a flood. Oh, my grandfather died again. That's where Kevin's at right now.
Okay.
Kevin is
My grandfather did not die again.
Again. Kevin is now trying to get us to believe that he was bitten by a brown recluse spider. That's what he's come up with. Oh, I'm sorry about all these days I've been missing. Got bitten by a brown recluse spider, you guys.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
It sounds shaky, and I'm going to need a little bit of evidence that that's what's going on here, Kevin. What's the story?
Okay, so I wake up one morning, and by the way, this is gross.
It's, yeah, you this can is leave really out gross. Like the part where it's wet.
I
and
want
pussy.
Every detail.
Okay.
I wake up one morning and my pillow has blood on it. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I'm like, what the?
And you thought, I killed another hooker. God damn it. I have to stop sleepwalking.
Got to stop that. I have to stop taking Ambien. No. So I had no idea what it was. And I took a picture of it because I can't see it. It's on the back of my neck. And it was huge. And I went to the doctor. And the doctor.
Okay, hold on. Stop right there because okay. This is where your story is already falling apart.
Okay.
You never
this
felt
is a
anything?
Real story, by the way.
You never felt anything?
No.
Because
it hurt in the morning when I woke up. No.
The rap on a brown recluse spider is if you get bit by a black brown recluse, mm-hmm. It's like you're on fire.
Yeah.
It's like it burns you. It hurts so bad.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. You slept through it.
Yes. But when I woke up, then I felt it quite strongly.
But it never woke you up.
No.
It happened while you were sleeping in your bed.
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. All right. So you go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor. And he says, words you never want to hear from a doctor. Wow, interesting.
Oh, no.
And I was like, don't say that.
I've never seen that on someone who's still alive, he said.
So then he sends me directly to a dermatologist, like immediately.
Okay.
And he calls the dermatologist who you can't get an appointment with, and he says, you need to fit this guy in, blah, blah, blah. And I walk in, and the guy looks at it, and he goes, haven't seen anything like that in a while. And I said, again, words I don't want to hear from a doctor.
Did either doctor immediately think spider bite?
No.
Okay.
But,
so right now they're just trying to figure out what has aggravated your skin so much.
Yes, but what's happened is the top layer of my skin, the epidermis, is gone. It's about the size of a credit card on the back of my neck.
Okay.
So the epidermis is gone and the dermis is gone, the layer underneath it.
Yeah.
So they're like, this is really weird.
So they can see your brain if they're looking into your head at this point.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
Okay.
Because I don't have much of a brain. So he says, just put a Band-Aid on it. Don't worry about it. And by the way, this was, if you guys remember my story, this was why I couldn't go to EDC in Vegas. This is my eighth week. Of wearing this bandage.
Right.
8th week. So every time I came in, and I told you guys, because I'm really grossed out by this, I told you guys they cut away scar tissue.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't scar tissue. It was dead skin. My skin was dying.
From the poison.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So my skin was black.
Oh.
Oh, dude.
So I was like, I can use the N-word now. No,
nope.
I'm just kidding.
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm just kidding. But,
that took a turn.
But it was...
When did anyone come up with the spider theory?
Well, hold, please.
Okay, yes.
So then they do a procedure on me where they cut the skin off that's dead, that's black.
Yeah.
And the guy is using scissors.
I think you need a new doctor.
Okay.
And you're in a van.
And... It doesn't work. He's like, I can't cut because it was such a thick piece of skin. He couldn't cut through it. Ugh. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Are you anesthetized at this point? I hope.
That particular time, yes.
Oh, good. Thank God. Okay.
So then 4 other times I had to go in and get dead skin removed.
It's still spreading like that.
So along the way somewhere, people were like, Yeah, there's not a lot of stuff that would do that. A brown recluse is one because they bite. The venom kills skin, literally kills skin.
Yeah.
And can kill people.
Right.
It can be that bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a legit spider bite.
Yes. I'm strong as a horse, though. So,
right.
Of course, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't. So I went back four to five, now five
you
times.
You are strong as a horse. You didn't even feel it when it
I
happened.
Didn't know. So now I've gone back five times and had more skin removed, more skin removed, more skin removed. Because basically what happens is it covers over and my body thinks, oh, okay, it's healed. And it stops trying to heal. But it hasn't healed yet. There's just dead skin there. So they cut it off. They cut it off. They give me a new bandage. They give me new medication. I go back. I come back in 2 weeks. Every single time they say these words, oh, we thought it'd be better by now.
Oh, jeez.
They stop saying that.
Does it still hurt?
Yes.
Oh.
8 weeks later.
Did you ever find the spider?
No, but I did find other spiders, and I kill them immediately.
Yeah.
And then I check to see if they're brown recluses, and they're not so far.
Okay.
But I'm on a mission, and I will kill every spider that I see for the rest of my life.
Well, I know this isn't a good time for me to say this, but don't kill spiders.
This has always been Bean's big thing.
Yeah, oh, pick them up and put them outside.
Spiders help us all. Hey, spiders are wonderful.
But what I'm saying is, does that mean that that brown recluse... They're not like a certain kind of bee that dies once they sting you. Like, is that brown recluse still in your house and could strike again is what I'm asking.
I think it may have died. I couldn't really tell because I was sort of just like trying to clean it off with some tissue or something because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I think I saw part of a spider, but I couldn't like make
sense. This is a horror movie.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a horror movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
But you haven't heard the best part.
Yeah.
There's more. So now I'm going to the doctor, and the doctor's going to tell me, oh, it's either good enough, which I think it might be, so that the current, you know, treatment will work a couple weeks.
It's just over time.
Which they've told me since day one a couple weeks.
What is the treatment? Is it a salve, or what are they doing for
Yes,
it?
it's a specifically type of medicine that they can put on. You cover with a bandage. It supposedly... I'm telling you guys, this is so gross. This medicine supposedly, like, rids dead skin. That's exactly what it's for.
Okay. Well, that's what you need. That's great.
Yes. So I'm going to go in and have an appointment, and they're going to tell me either A, seems to be working, let's stay the course.
Right.
Or B, you need a skin graft.
Okay.
And I said, explain.
From another black guy?
Explain. I said, explain the skin graft. And they said, okay, we take skin from your scalp. Oh. Well, first we cut much deeper and much wider to make sure we get everything.
Right.
Oh, my God, you're not going to have a neck left.
Right. So then, and how can I support this giant head without a neck?
Right. Why scalp, though?
Then they said they'll take skin from my scalp.
Yes.
Not like.
What do you mean yes?
Why not thigh or butt?
That's what
yes.
I said.
Great
question. Oh, because there's so much. Yeah.
I have a lot of scalp. Let's be honest. I have a giant head.
Okay.
But I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
So then I said, trying to be funny, oh, is my neck going to grow hair now? And he didn't laugh because he's heard that joke.
Sure.
So many times.
Sure.
Look, this is my first time. I thought that was funny. So I'm going to find out this week if I get to have scalp skin put on my neck.
Oh, my God.
What the heck?
That's my question.
So who finally came up with brown recluse?
Two different doctors.
Two different doctors said that's what it looks like today.
Yes. And then also when I was in Vegas, the World Series of Poker, I had an EMT that would change it. And he said, I've seen this here in Vegas a lot. That's a brown recluse. And I was like, and then when you start to think back about all of the different times they had to remove dead skin.
Yes.
Totally makes sense.
It's unbelievable.
I'm
going to
take skin from my scalp.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what does that mean? Am I going to be like half bald?
Yeah.
That's a good look.
It's unbelievable that it took that many doctor's appointments for somebody to figure that out.
Well, I think it was...
They see it so rarely, maybe.
It kept happening, and there are only a few things that can cause that to happen.
Yeah. Right.
So every time I came in and said they had to remove scar tissue, it was like dead tissue that they were removing.
And I don't think California sees as many brown recluse as different states.
That's what I thought, but apparently they're all over.
Really?
But they don't necessarily interact with people all that much. They're not looking for people. They're not trying to attack people. I mean, it's possible I just laid on it or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I know that my head will be gone by the end of this week, though. I do know that. Is that an exaggeration?
I don't know. It doesn't sound
like it based on what you've told us so far. All right. So here's the topic. We need to hear from other people, Kevin and Bean listeners, who have been bitten by brown recluse spiders. Maybe black widow spiders.
Yeah, or something equally destructive.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have long contended that spiders are our friends.
Yeah. And I was so mad at Bean. I was so mad. I texted him. I was like, how dare you? I'm killing every spider I can find now.
Well, now, unfortunately, as a result of this conversation, so is everybody listening. Because if that's a real possibility, I mean, that's scary as F, man.
Yeah.
So we want to hear your spider tales of woe is what we're looking for. You got bit by a bad, bad spider.
Oh, this is to encourage me?
No, this is just to find out what other people's experiences have been, because you're not out of the woods yet.
No, I'm not. That's true.
So we want to hear from people who, you know, had everything amputated with all the hairs of brain in the jar.
The worse the better.
So give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. What kind of spider bit you, and what was the recovery like? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Just ahead of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Julia in Anaheim. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So you were bitten by a brown recluse as well?
I was. So I woke up, this would have been September of 2016, mm-hmm. woke up with a spider bite on my left shoulder and my left hip. And I didn't know what it was. I woke up with it like you, and it hurt so bad.
Okay.
And waited a few days, and then it started to bubble, and skin started to peel back. So I went to urgent care. They didn't know what it was. They didn't even know what to do with me. They had a physician's assistant performing some weird surgery on me with a local anesthetic.
Yep, had it done.
And, okay, and I wanted to, I needed whiskey and a piece of wood in my mouth.
Oh, it whiskey. Was horrible.
Wait, yeah. Did this happen in the 1870s?
Seriously? Was this the Wild West?
Whiskey would have been better than the local anesthetic that they gave me.
Yeah, same. So where was it? Was it in Anaheim that you got bit?
Yep.
Okay.
Dude, how long did the recovery take, Julia? Did you end up having to get a skin graft like our man Kevin might?
Well, I got really lucky. My doctor kind of recognized that they brought in a specialist. And he said, that's a brown recluse. And we need to do surgery on you tomorrow morning, first thing. So mine went about 2 weeks, and it was the peel back and the bleeding, and it was horrible. And got in, had surgery. What they had to do was they had to dig out the infection, and I had open wounds. So they had to have a nurse come in every day to my home, and I had to have my wounds packed with medical gauze, cleaned every day, and repacked.
For how long, though? A couple weeks?
That was 2 weeks.
Okay.
Two weeks. And then I had to go to wound care for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
3 months?
3 months. And he said, you are so lucky to not have to have had a skin graft. He said, I deal with this every day. Brown recluses are in California. People don't believe it. And essentially, he said, you're lucky to have your limbs, and you are lucky to not have, like, a cavern in your shoulder and your hip, because
this
a lot
is unbelievable.
Of people lose
you're
skin.
Lucky to have yep. your limbs.
This oh, is unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so you're fine now. Yep. Everything's okay. You just burned that house down and moved on, right?
Basically.
All right. Appreciate the call.
I hope you get better. I wish you well.
Thank you very much for sharing. Wow, that's terrifying, Kevin.
Yeah, that helps.
1-800-520-1067. Your spider bite calls next, coming up on K-Rock. I saw that arachnophobia was playing on Showtime over the weekend.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it would end up on our show this morning. People are being... Apparently, every one of our listeners has been bitten by a poisonous spider and almost lost a limb. Kevin, you're not the only one. Look at these phones. This is crazy. All right, let's start with Johan on line two. Let's squeeze in as many as we can here. Johan joins us from El Monte. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks for calling in. It was a friend of yours that was bitten by a recluse spider?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
You're wasting my
Gilbert.
Big intro, Johan.
Sorry, I'm not Johan. That's why.
Okay, good.
Gilbert.
Okay.
I'm not sure why our people wrote Johan, but I don't care. We're going to call you Johan if that's all right.
It's not your fault. Johan. I'm sure somehow Muggs needs to be fired. But who got bit by a spider, Gilbert?
He named Bano. He got bit in the chest. And he just like what happened to Kevin, they had to dig everything out. But they did a skin graft, and they got it from his butt.
So I need a butt graft. That's awesome.
Yeah, so all our friends, every time we say, hey, when your chest itches, it smells like butt.
Stupid. I support it.
He's lucky to have friends like you.
Yeah, he is. All right, sir, thank you for the call. Let's see if this is really Brian on line 6, Sam Bernardino, or if they're just making up names.
I hope he's Johan.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, good. All right, what happened?
So a few years back, man, I was serving in the Marine Corps, and we were doing some desert training out in 29 Palms, California. And it's like mid-August, you know, super hot. And about 3-4 days into it, man, I'm crawling into my sleeping bag at night to get some sleep, and I wake up with a giant freaking bulge right next to my testicles, and it's all red and pussy. So I go over to, right, instantly oozing. So I cruise over to the medic, and I show him what's going on, and he's like, dude, that's a brown recluse spot. We got to take care of this now. So he gets out his scalpel, and right there on the scene, dude, right in front of everybody, he lances. And this bite is a quarter inch from my left testicle. It is like it's hanging on the scrotum. Mm. Oh. So it's extremely painful, extremely sensitive, and now I got 30 guys standing around looking at my testicles.
Check
hanging out
this out. This is weird.
So, long story short, they drain it and lance it, and over the next couple of days, I have the necrosing skin scrubbed away, and I'm left with a gaping wound, and I have to have skin grafts, which they take from my ass cheek.
Ass cheek seems to be the popular one.
This story has everything.
Everything.
By the way, I'm not a fan of the word gaping in any way.
Right.
No.
Right.
We could delete that from the English
yeah,
language.
It's not a great word.
How do you feel about pussy, Kevin?
I'm not a fan.
How about oozing?
Not a fan.
I'm telling you, Brian's story had everything.
Wow.
All right. We only have time. Thank you so much, Brian. We appreciate you and appreciate your service as well. Kevin, we got a lot to choose from, but we only have time for one more. So you pick. Who do you like? Which one of your people do you want to go to here?
Let's see. Let's go to Mike, because this could be the worst outcome. Hey, Mike in Whittier.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Hey. Real quick, first of all, really no ding for a piece of wood in my mouth? Where are you guys at? We almost fired the
right.
You're
right.
You know what? We're a little bit rusty coming back from vacation. That one's on me. I apologize.
All right. Anyways, I'm like being my love spiders. I think they do a great job, so I'd never kill them. But I have been bitten by black widows twice now that resulted in hospital. The first time, I didn't know what it was, but my hand started to swell. It started going up my arm with a red line, the whole thing, for a few days. And I thought, okay, maybe I should go look into this. And I went to the doctor. They immediately sent me to the hospital. And I was on antibiotics and IVs for a few days, and it kind of pushed it all back to where it started, formed a big, huge pus blister or something on the back of my hand. Had to be lanced. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, pus blister. Coming to the weenie roast. Can't wait. You're okay now, though?
Yeah, it's all good. The next year I got another one, but I knew what it was this time, and so I went a little sooner, and it was all good.
Dude, where do
next
you live
year
in,
I got
in a
one.
Shed?
And it was cool.
Do you live in a shed, Bean Wonders?
No, sir, I do not. But I don't kill them. They're around my house, and I don't kill them. And so
I can't say that word.
I kill them. I kill all of them.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Our friend and co-worker Jensen Karp and his wife Danielle had a baby while we were on vacation, you guys.
What?
They brought a human into the world. So he's going to check in from paternity leave and tell us everything we need to know about the little one. That is coming up right after the top of the hour, and then we'll talk all things Clipper with Matt Money Smith and Comic-Con tickets for you on the way. It's a big, big 8 o'clock hour. Ali is here now. What's happening?
You know Jensen's just going to start right in with the Clippers, though,
oh,
right?
Sure.
He's going to be like, can you guys believe it? We're like, we want to talk about Adler. Jensen, come on.
Oh, no, I changed the name to Kawhi.
I mean, I'm sure he's excited about his son. He's, frankly, more excited about the Clippers. We all know it.
I mean, really, you guys. So, a Pollstar has put together the top 100 worldwide tours. These are the biggest money makers. This is from November 22nd of last year through May of this year. So, they're looking at, you know, half a year's worth of tours. Who do you think has the highest grossing worldwide tour right now?
3-6 Mafia.
No, just out of the top 100.
Hmm. I mean, I could say Taylor Swift, and I think she'd be close.
Would you?
I would.
Okay.
Not?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. She had a big, big tour, but okay.
Bean's already arguing with your results.
No, I'm not at all. I'm just, I'm surprised she's not close. That's all.
When was her tour? Because I don't even see her in the top 50 here.
Oh, she. I guess the tour must have been before then.
Yeah,
guess,
that's what I'm thinking.
Shine Down.
How about you two?
Again, no. Think of people that have been on tour.
Oh, that's an important point.
That's the important part.
Okay. People have been on tour.
Guys.
Wow.
Kevin, you...
Adam and the Ants.
You have seen... One of the people in the top 10, Kevin?
Kendrick Lamar.
Nope.
Oh.
That's what I see. I'm going to take a guess right now and say it's a bear.
Oh, I wish it was a bear. I'd see that tour over and over.
I've seen it.
Give it up for Limp Bizkit!
Oh, that would be huge. No, again, they're not really on tour right now.
Blink?
Nope.
Okay.
They just started their tour.
All right.
A couple weeks ago.
Look, you're putting a lot of...
Jerry Garcia.
He's dead.
Putting a lot of pressure on us.
Very much dead.
Robert.
Not going how I thought it would.
Rob Zombie.
Actually, Robert. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band came in ninth.
Okay, there you go.
Pulling in $52 million so far for half a year. Not bad.
Okay, wow. We got one.
Hey, what about the...
I'm gonna legitimately guess now because now my brain is clicking in as to what you're saying, which is there are people that are on tour. Ariana Grande.
Not in the top 10.
Oh.
But she did come in number 19.
Here's a person who always seems to tour and always seems to be at the top of the list and no one thinks of, and that is... I forgot his name.
Wow. That, I watched it happen, you guys.
Our first moment win post-vacation. Awesome.
John Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi hasn't toured in forever.
Know. Look. Why don't you read the list to us, Allie? How about that?
I feel like we didn't do well.
No. Let's go top 10.
Frente.
Starting with Travis Scott, number 10. Number 9, we mentioned Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Number 8, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Okay.
What?
Come on.
Number 7, you just saw them, Bean.
Who did I just see?
Kiss!
Oh, Kiss.
Oh, Kiss makes
How about
sense.
Kiss? They always tour.
Kiss, yes. 58 million so far for half a year.
It's their final. We're done after this final
this
tour.
Yeah.
Coming in 6th, Ed Sheeran. Coming in 5th, I just saw this group.
Okay.
Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
67 million. Coming in 4th, Metallica with
Metallica.
69 million.
Metallica. Nice.
So dumb.
Coming in 3rd, Justin Timberlake with 75 million.
Didn't even know he was touring.
I didn't either.
Of course, because he had to keep the postponing tours because of his voice. But he was on tour that whole time.
Huh. Okay. All right, take it easy. We're doing the best we can here.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
I got one.
Okay.
I am the urinator.
Nope.
Not the urinator. Okay.
Coming in 2nd was Pink with 81 million.
Pink?
Coming in 1, Kevin saw and I saw. Elton freaking John.
Oh, Elton John.
Of course.
We're so dumb.
That,
we're so bad.
That was rough,
We're dumb.
We're rusty.
Wow.
I thought saying you guys had both seen these bands in the past year.
Sure, that makes sense.
That should have been
a clue. But that would also mean that we would have to remember who we saw in the last year.
Right.
So then we failed.
And Bean goes to a ton of shows, so I can imagine why he didn't remember Kiss.
Okay. That's my bad.
Okay.
That's my bad, too.
All right. Some birthdays for you guys. Jaden Smith, Sophia Bush, Beck, Billy Crudup, Milo Ventimiglia, and Kevin Bacon. And that's what...
So if Jensen's going to take time off every single time he has a kid, is that going to be a problem for us? Jesus. This one with the spider bites?
Because he has so many kids?
This one with the... Well, so far he's only had time to have one. They've barely been married. All right. Let's check in with the new papa and find out what's going on. Jensen... How are you, sir?
Hello, friends. Hi, guys. I'm nervous people are getting the stories messed up, and they think that my child has been bitten by a recluse spider.
Oh, no. That was Kevin, yes.
That was me.
First of all, let me say we miss you, and we're sorry that you're not here with us today, but we understand you're on a very important mission. You and Danielle, you have to bring the listeners up to speed with what's been going on with Little Adler.
Yeah, so last time you guys heard me before the vacation was Thursday the 19th, and we were due a month later, which we were fine with. I mean, we haven't even put in my, like, you know, child driver's seat yet. All those things haven't happened yet. And next thing you know, her water broke out of nowhere. We didn't even know what it was. We were like, this is crazy. We go to the hospital, and it's also, you know, that's basically what's supposed to happen. You just, you know, your water breaks, you go to the hospital. And I noticed as they were taking the ultrasound that our doctor's face had went from jovial to what looked sad, what looked bummed. Mm. And I sensed it pretty fast and looked at her and asked what it was, and she pretended nothing was wrong. And we learned quickly over the next, I guess, hour that they had found fluid inside of our baby's lungs, and at the time they believed heart, which a very scary situation. And so we went into full emergency mode. And when you create these, like, birth plans, I know there's a lot of parents listening, you think, you know, we're going to have all this time and the baby's going to come out and they're going to put him on our chests and we're going to kiss him and get to talk to him. And you know, you have these plans that are set up, and immediately ours changed. It went from having time with the baby once he was born to basically being rushed off, hoping he's breathing. You know, they talked about, you know, looking back, it's insane, but they talked about, you know, we would have a helicopter that would take him to another hospital.
Oh my God.
If he needed to be. And Danielle and I, you know, for lack of a better word, freaked the F out. It was very difficult to go from, you know, this is going to be an adorable baby that, you know, we're going to grow up and he's going to eventually, like, pay taxes, to now we're, like, hoping, you know, he survives his birth. And that was insane. And so now what happened, we were very lucky in the sense that the baby came out crying. So we knew that he, Adler Lawrence Karp, 6 pounds, 5 ounces, we knew that he was breathing immediately, which was very nice. But we are still in the hospital because they are still dealing with the fluid that is in his lungs. It wasn't in his heart after all.
So not in heart is better.
Yes, it is better.
That's how Kevin asks questions, Dal Jensen.
Well, that is what, you know, his medical school background does allow him to ask those kind of questions. And so, you know, we basically are now, you know, we're playing the waiting game. We're trying to figure out what that fluid was. At the same time, he's still a preemie. He's still basically 2 weeks early at this point. And so Danielle and I sleep on a matchbox bed. It is the size of a sardine can. And we're here 24 hours, and she's been an incredible partner. And what I really wanted to do was call in and obviously give everyone an update, since everyone's been asking, and everyone has been so sweet from K-Rock and listeners of the show, you know, leaving notes on social media. But I also wanted to celebrate NICU hospital workers. These nurses and these doctors are literal angels given to us. And they, you know, we've been in the hospital now for 2 weeks watching them take care of these kids. And we found out how many people out there, just from messages, have faced this same sort of journey, and how joyous it can be at times and how painful it can be at times. And just, I know we raised money for a NICU recently, at K-Rock, and it's just, it's almost like Danielle and I have joined a bit of a fraternity here, and it's difficult, but we're so happy to be in the right hands and these amazing people who've been taking care of little Adler, who's so cute, by the way. He looks like if Marv Albert was goth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of hair on that will do.
I wasn't expecting that description.
Yeah, he has a lot of hair. He's very, very pale, but he's adorable. And we just want to get out of here. And I guess my whole point here is you never think of those things. And if you're pregnant or if you're going to have a kid and you have these plans, just to be able to shift and think about those things ahead of time, because it's very difficult.
And tell me if you have the same experience that I did, which is the NICU nurses basically treat the parents as much as they do the kid. You know what I mean? Like, they're psychologists, they're psychiatrists, they're comforting, they help you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're looking for when we're crying. They're doing all those things. And basically, I think Danielle and I haven't left here. We haven't went home. And one of the reasons is because we feel that it's part of our journey as well. So we've become friends with them. We have nicknames for some of the nurses. We've basically become food critics of the downstairs cafeteria. it's just part of our process now.
This is the voice of our friend Jensen Karp, co-host of the Kevin and Bean Show, along with Kevin, Bean, and Allie. We're talking about his baby boy, Adler Lawrence, who is a preemie and is still in the hospital, in in ICU? Is that what they call it there?
NICU. NICU. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all sort of an emergency room situation.
So he's in one of those little bubles that has the holes inside. You put your hands in. To be able to touch
you know, the doctors do call it the bubble. Everywhere I go, they go, it's the bubble.
Mad at me, Jensen, for saying incubator. They're so angry with me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Adler just looked at me and he said, why did they help him?
I'm sorry, Adler, I let you down.
What can you tell us in layperson's terms, because believe it or not, we're not doctors, about this fluid on the lungs? What is taking so long for it to come out?
Well, they don't know, man. I mean, it's pleural effusion. I mean, here's the thing. It is not, they don't know what it is. So basically, when they first saw it, they said that it was minimal to severe. Severe clearly was or moderate to severe, sorry. Severe was the terrifying name. But since then, it's become minimal. It's become much smaller. So basically, babies are like Wolverine. They can just like heal themselves out of nowhere. It's incredible. And so what they think is that it's sort of absorbing in his lungs and going away over time. And now, you know, he had all these very scary tubes coming in and out of him. And now he's down to just one for feeding coming out of his mouth. And that's been obviously very much easier for Danielle and I to see. But yeah, in layman's terms, they just kind of think it'll go away in time, which I can't believe, but
how much time? You know, do you have an idea how much time?
No, they don't know. So we have a good feeling about, honestly, we have a good feeling about late this week. You know, we've had good feelings before.
Yeah.
you get hiccups and, you know, our doctors have always been warning us since day one. They'll be like, they'll see how happy we are. And we kind of thought they were being Debbie Downers, but they would say, you know, out of nowhere, hiccups can come. And, you know, and then they come and you kind of got to brace yourself that this is a marathon. I mean, sorry, being to bring up a marathon.
It's still painful.
But it's more of a marathon than a sprint.
Did you tell Adler the Clippers news, the big Clippers news?
Well, he now knows. I mean, with a middle name like Kawhi, he has to figure out. Danielle, it's so funny. Danielle, I do believe, could have a bit of psychic ability because about 8 months ago, she said, how weird will it be when you – this is real, by the way, not a bit. She said, how weird will it be when Adler – when our son is here and it's the first year the Clippers win the championship? And I go – there's no way. This is a loser team. They're all hard knocks, and you know they're a very good team, but they're not champions. And she goes, oh, you know, whatever. And then next thing you know, out of nowhere, now we're a contender. So
still not champions, by the way.
we'll see. But if Adler is able to have a championship Clippers team a year into his life, I'm going to resent that he didn't feel the pain.
Yes, exactly. Hardly fair, is it?
Feels like.
Yeah. Is there anything that we on the show or the listeners who care very much about you two can do to help?
You know, in real life, I really hope that if you're ever given the opportunity to volunteer or give money to NICU or anything along those lines, you really should. And not just because of our baby, not just because of Adler, but because it's an unsung thing, man. I mean, here on the show ourselves, both Kevin and I have had this experience. By the way, if you have twins, you're kind of here no matter what.
Yeah.
And so you'd be surprised. Danielle and I are shocked. You know, we kind of came into this thinking we wouldn't have so many people in our lives texting and emailing. And you learn quickly. This is a very common experience that we're having, and it is so hard. And I think that if you're at all able to give money to an NICU or volunteer your time, that would be not only ideal for my situation, but I think your heart, I don't know, maybe you'll get points and then go to heaven. I don't know how God works.
That's how it works.
That is how it works,
Okay. Will you keep in touch with some good news down the road?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking, Danielle and I have been talking about me getting out of here this week at some point, so I'll probably come by and do some work.
Because she's tired of you?
Yeah, she's sick of me.
They spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, even Adler is sick of me. But in real life, in real life, I think she's just trying to get this mattress to herself. The size of an eraser.
All right, Jensen. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to share with our listeners and give us, you know, bring us up to speed. We miss you guys. We love you guys. We've got, we're all, you know, praying for you. Those of us that believe, fingers crossed. Good news. Let us know as soon as you can, all right?
I know. It was so awesome. This is the first week people haven't written me on social media and said, who's this idiot on the radio?
Oh. Well, they will now.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jensen. We appreciate it. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the NBA, shall we? A lot of stuff happened.
Not quite so much as they once did, I think it's fair to say. Yeah, a ton went down while we were gone for the Independence Day holiday break between the Clippers and the Lakers, for that matter. It's an all-new ball game in the NBA in Southern California. We thought no better person to bring in than our good friend Matt Money Smith from the Petros Money Radio Show at AM 570 LA Sports. Matt, how you been?
Where did you find that Clipper suck, Chan? I didn't think anybody felt that violently about the Clippers in their entire history.
In their history? Are you kidding?
Don't you remember
the Sports Illustrated cover where it said the worst sports franchise in the world and the guy was wearing a paper bag?
But no one would say Clippers suck that loud. You know what I mean? Like, that's reserved for Celtics fans at the Lakers or Portland.
Oh,
you know
I see.
I mean?
So,
like,
yeah, you're heckling someone else.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's weird.
All right.
Well, those people are going to be changing their tune a little bit. I there's so much here, and I know that you guys have covered this for hours and hours and hours on your show. Obviously, we don't have that kind of time, so we just need the broad strokes. How much of a surprise was it to you to see these trades the way they came down? I mean, it seemed like a lot of the world was surprised that Kawhi and Paul George both decided to come to L.A. for the Clippers.
I mean, in the end, once you kind of believed what all the things that you were told about Kawhi and what he wanted to be true, then it should have made perfect sense. You know,
what did he want?
He likes to be on a schedule. He wants a solid front office. He wants to play with another superstar, but he wants to be the alpha. Like, none of that lined up with the Lakers, you know? LeBron can say what he wants. I'm going to pass the torch to you. Yeah, well, you're also the same guy that just told a guy in an interview that you're not chasing a legacy, you're chasing a ghost, and that ghost was in Chicago. So when you get to the finals, guess who's going to take over and want that finals MVP, because he's chasing that Michael Jordan
ghost.
By
the way, and Anthony Davis maybe even. You know what?
Right. Maybe it's, you know, that's the thing with the Lakers fans that are all upset and bent and angry. And it's like, dude, you have LeBron and Anthony Davis. You are fine. You know, just this Kawhi dream seed was planted. And because it didn't bear fruit, now they're all upset. But I think it's important for Laker fans to step back and say, hey, you know, that team has got as good a chance as any in the NBA of winning a title next season.
I'm not
with
mad.
Those two guys in the centerpiece.
Agreed. So
and DeMarcus Cousins, too, by the way. Let's not forget.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing about those is if DeMarcus and Rondo were that great of signings, they wouldn't have been available, right? There's clearly something there. And I don't know if it's the quad and the Achilles, if it's the attitude, if it's the fact that he was kicking around the idea of retiring, you know, toward the end of the season last year. You know, and I like it. I think, hey, if you're going to take a big swing, why not take it at a guy that's been a four-time All-Star? But I think that's, you know, I'm more excited about Danny Green and Jared Dudley and Troy Daniels because they needed shooters. So the fact they got shooters, I think, you know, if I'm a Laker fan, that's what I'm more excited about is those three guys that can spread a floor
right?
and get going.
Jared Dudley, Boston College, baby.
Matt, I'm going to ask.
Yeah, that's what you're going to weigh in.
That's all I got. That's all I have.
38-year-old guy who went to Boston College.
It's not great. It's not great.
I'm going to ask a potentially dumb question here. I'm going to ask a potentially dumb question, Money, but I don't follow it nearly closely enough to know the answer to this. Kawhi Leonard just won a world championship with the Toronto Raptors, where he was beloved. And they loved him, and they wanted him to stay. Isn't that a stable front office, and isn't that playing with a great team and with a chance to repeat? Why walk away from that?
And he's the alpha male?
Yeah, and he is the alpha male. All the stuff you talked about he was looking for in a team, it sounded like he had in that team.
Yeah. What was the first thing you said? I believe it was Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, I believe that's the first thing you said.
That's the issue.
It's Canada. You know, it's Canada. And I mean, you know, it's unfortunate. And I know being you're someone that, you know, has kind of moved around and lived in some very cool places. And I think anyone that's ever been to Toronto knows it's a pretty special place. But it's a country of 37 million people. I mean, you're going to impact more Laker fans with the lake, you know, have a bigger imprint with just Laker fans than the entire country of Canada.
I think yeah, yeah.
That's, you know, that's tough. It's tough when you're Kawhi and you've got this big contract with that New Balance and you're trying to kind of establish yourself in your prime as the greatest player who ever lived. And I think that's just a tough pull. You know, if that's not the Toronto Raptors and it's the New York Raptors, then maybe he stays. You know, but I think, you know, and it's unfortunate, and I think it's why, you know, there aren't more franchises there, because there's just not, you know, it's just not the support. There's not the manpower.
Gotcha.
Be able to take care of these superstars.
Zanzibar, which is a gentleman's club in Toronto, they were offering free lap dances for Kawhi for life.
What?
He turned
it
down.
Walk away from that.
He walked away, and now the offer has been rescinded.
Oh.
Like, they want nothing to do with them.
So, Matt, it wasn't that long ago, a couple of years maybe, that neither the Clippers nor the Lakers had a single player on the NBA All-Star team. What a difference this upcoming season is going to be, huh?
I think it's a reminder, you know, and it's because the Lakers were so bad for so long that, yeah, this market still has pull. You know, everybody was saying, well, you know, the NBA is flat, and you can have Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant in Oklahoma City, and you can have Kawhi Leonard in Toronto, and you know, the list goes, Tim Duncan and Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio, and you don't have to be in L.A. or New York or Chicago anymore. And that may be the case, certainly. I mean, you know, I think Russell Westbrook, who is, you know, one of the biggest stars in the NBA, has proved that for 11 years. But given a choice and given an opportunity and having everything kind of line up, you would prefer to do it in Los Angeles.
I'm just glad Kawhi signed before all the earthquakes started happening again.
Yeah, right. But again, you know, it's... And I think that's kind of why the people, well, no, they're Canadians. That's why they're not too upset about it. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, he wanted to come home. And,
yeah.
And that's why it would have been such a big miss for the Clippers.
Like, that's right. He's from Riverside. Yeah.
I said, if this doesn't work out for them, I'd move to Seattle. I would be like, okay, it's never going to happen. You got a guy who's from Riverside. We've got a great front office in Jerry West and Lawrence Frank. We've got a championship head coach that's beloved by everyone in the NBA and Doc Rivers. We've got the supporting cast. If he signs here, we will probably be favorites to win the NBA championship, and he turned us down for the Lakers.
Ever-
like, if that happened, I really would start the question whether or not this team would ever have a chance to compete, because it all lined up for them to finally get their superstar. And not only did they do that, but they got freaking two. And I mean, very well could put together the greatest defensive team in the history of the league with, you know, those two guys, Paul George, Kawhi, and Pat Beverly.
All right, everybody stays healthy through the season. Which team goes further?
I'd say the Clippers, if everyone stays healthy. I think, you know.
Nice talking to you, Money.
Really? But you know what? I think those are probably your top two teams in the West. I really do believe that. I think, you know, as good as Denver is and Portland is, they kept their team together and they were fighting it out for one of those two, you know, conference final spots. I just think, like you said, if everyone stays healthy, you know, I think that'll be your conference final matchup, Lakers-Clippers, and holy hell, would that be freaking great.
Let's save this tape, you guys.
Can we give it up for Jerry West?
No.
Yes,
yeah.
No kidding.
I
absolutely.
Mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if you want to
he's the puppet master.
Back, you know, where did it all come undone for the Lakers? That's it.
Agreed.
That's,
mm-hmm.
that's where it came undone, when they let him leave and didn't kind of give him, you know, what he was looking for, and that's autonomy and, you know, to be the alpha. Instead, it was Phil Jackson for a bit, and then it kind of became, you know, Jeannie and Jim fighting over power for a bit, and he was just like, to hell with this, I'm out of here. And all
yep.
he did was build a dynasty in Golden State, and he very well might have built one with the Clippers.
Yep. Matt Money Smith is the co-host of the Petrus and Money radio show on AM 570 weekday afternoons, and I should also mention, Matt is a guy who's owed me $50 for 10 months
son
now.
Of a bitch.
10 months.
Son of a bitch.
That's the only reason you're on.
Great.
You started to say bye to me. I was like, wait a minute. Damn it.
Great chatting with you, buddy. I'll be looking for something in the mail any day now.
And the Canadian Tire money is coming your way by the end of the week.
Thank you, Money. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right, bye. All right, we have tickets for Comic-Con.
Whoa,
what?
I can't believe Comic-Con is already upon us.
Next weekend.
There are lots of cons. The San Diego Comic-Con is the biggest in the world, though, at the Convention Center July 18th through the 21st. The Kevin Bean Show, by the way, is going to be broadcasting live from the TCL Theater in San Diego on Thursday and Friday of next week. We would like you to be there for the Comic-Con. Allie, what kind of listener are we looking for right now?
I think you should just have a basic idea about what Comic-Con entails.
Okay.
Maybe some history, if you will.
All right. So if you're a Comic-Con head, we want to hear from you right now. 1-800 520-1067. We'll give you a chance to play the game and win the tip.
I lost the office pool, by the way, that Ruben would still be alive when we came back from vacation.
You know how you see those people on the news sure. are celebrating their, like, 111th birthday, and you go, well, that's yep. the last time we'll ever see that guy breathing. That's what I thought about Ruben, but he's here.
He's here and doing
he's one of the
doing
beaters. Well. Here's what we have to give away, a pair of one-day passes to San Diego's Comic-Con at the San Diego Convention Center. It's all going down July 18th through the 21st. That's next weekend, by the way. Not this coming, but the one after, right? Is that mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Yeah. The largest comic book convention of its time, and the game we're playing is called Beat Beer Mug.
It's time to be beer mug. It's time to be beer mug. It's time to be beer mug. Let's beat him to death. Oh yeah.
That's weird.
That's aggressive.
I'm not sure we want to beat him to death.
I want to get that noise at the end.
I don't love it.
Allie, you are hosting. The callers yeah. are on the line. Tell them how they play the game.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask Beer Mug a question. He's going to answer it with a number. If you think that Beer Mug is... incorrect, you say the number's higher or lower, you win.
The real, so they yes. they tell yeah. us that the real number is higher or lower.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. All right, so, let's give it a try. And if they're wrong, then Beerman gets beat?
He gets beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not yet, Dave.
No, I think if they're right.
If they're right, Beerman right, gets beat.
He gets beat because yeah. he's wrong.
It's beat Beer Mug.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We haven't played this game in a while.
Yeah,
okay.
is this shoot projectiles at Beer Mug?
Hey, don't worry
yeah.
about it.
No.
Don't
it
worry
used about to it. Be just beat Beer Mug. Yeah. Now we're shooting
yeah.
all this stuff?
I don't understand.
Look, you changed stuff up.
And all right. Instagram all right. Living, is that what I understand?
Yes.
So for folks who want to actually see Beer Mug get beat, that's the way to do it.
Javier is first in Los Angeles. Good morning, Javier.
What's up, party people?
All right, Allie's going to ask a question, and then Beer Mug is going to give an answer, okay? Hold on. Go ahead.
All right. All right. The biggest entertainment expo in the world, Comic-Con, has grown from humble origins to become one of the most influential pop culture events on the calendar. Huge crowds, panels of A-list franchise stars, exclusive trailer premieres. How many years has Comic-Con been happening?
Mugs?
I'm going to go ahead and say it's been since the 90s. Let me try to whittle it down here to an exact number of years. I'm going to go ahead and say this is the 21st year.
All right, okay. Javier, is that exactly right, or is the actual answer higher or lower?
It's higher.
It is higher.
It's way higher. Man. It's the 50th year of Comic-Con
what?
This year. Yes.
Yeah.
When you said 90s, I was yeah. like, what?
Oh. Was Ruben at the original? Ow!
Might have been.
Robert was there with dinosaurs waiting for comics to be invented.
All right, let's go to Moses in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Moses.
What's going on?
Beat hey, Beer Mug. Moses. All right, the inaugural event, Beer Mug, which was held in 1970, was known as Golden State Comic Mini-Con. It was held at downtown San Diego's U.S. Grant Hotel. How many people showed up for the first Comic-Con?
I remember hearing a story about this, and it was an interesting
and not
story.
Not committing it to memory.
I'm going to go ahead and say it wasn't that many people. I'm going to go ahead and say 40 people showed up.
Okay. Is it higher or lower than 40 people?
Gotta be higher.
Not much.
Not much. Yeah. 100 people attended the first ever
60
event.
60 off.
But you beat Beer Mug. Congratulations.
Yes. Good.
You go on hold.
All right. So Javier is in the drawing. Moses as well.
Beat with Thor's hammer here.
Beat Beer Mug.
All right. Let's go to Rob in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to Beat Beer Mug.
Hey, Rob. So, humble beginnings. 100 people attended the first one. Now, Comic-Con averages about 130,000 attendees, but the biggest one was in 2015. How many attendees graced the convention center in that year?
The most popular Comic-Con year ever. How many people were there?
I'll go ahead and say 300,000 people.
All right, Rob, is the actual answer higher or lower?
That would be higher.
It would not be.
Yeah.
It would be 167,000 that
it's
year.
A pretty small. No, we don't beat him.
Sorry, Rob.
Yeah, because Rob lost. Yeah, it only holds. Have you been down there? It's not that big.
Yeah, I was wondering where all those people would fit. But that's okay.
Let's go to Andrew in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We're doing Beat Beer Mug. Here we go.
Hey, Andrew. Conan O'Brien has been filming his shows during Comic-Con. What year did he start doing that? Beer Mug, what year did Conan O'Brien start filming his shows in San Diego?
I'm going to go ahead and say 2009.
Okay. Is it before 2009 or after 2009, Andrew?
It's after.
It sure is. Nice. It's 2011.
Oh,
you beat Beer Mug. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, that was back of the leg.
Serious beating going on right there.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's very close to Let's Kill Him, the intro said. All right, we got time for just a couple more real fast.
Let's do Samantha and Glendale. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Hey, Samantha. Comic-Con has been synonymous with San Diego, but it seems like every few years they're like, oh, is it leaving San Diego? What's going to happen? How long will they be calling San Diego home? Through what year?
Hmm. Let's see.
So in other words, they've signed a deal for how long, okay?
So in other words, they've already locked in the length of time that it will be in San Diego.
So they might be there for a little bit, they might be there for a while.
Right.
Okay.
But through a specific year.
Through what year?
So what year?
Let's go 2038.
Is it going to be in San Diego through 2038 or longer or less than?
I'm going to say less than.
It would be less than. They just signed a new 3-year deal through 2024.
You need to get on that beat beer larger mug. Deal.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, those projectiles.
They normally sign a lot of 18-year deals.
Right.
All right. We just got time for one more.
Okay, let's go to Tracy in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Tracy. Speaking of San Diego, pretty much the perfect locale for a world-class convention. What's the average temperature in San Diego in the month of July?
Let's see, right by the beach in July, San Diego. Not a lot of cloud coverage. Let's go 77 degrees.
Okay. Is it higher or lower than 77 degrees?
I would say lower.
And you would be correct, Tracy.
Wow, but...
How much?
1 degree.
Oh!
Yeah.
Come on!
I know.
Let's beat Beer Mug, first of all.
No, sure. There's a bear!
Got to take care of what's happening.
Tracy, Samantha, Moses, and Javier were all able to beat Beer Mug. Unfortunately, only one will win that ticket. For the San Diego Comic-Con at San Diego Convention Center, the 28th through the 21st, go to comic-con.org for more information. Who's our winner, please?
Congratulations, Samantha!
Samantha! Hold, let me find
her. Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Congratulations, and thanks for playing the game.
That was Beat Beer Mug. We found something he's actually good for. But now we can't fire him because we really want to beat him up.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
By the way, if you were not aware, the Black Keys released a new record about 10 days ago or so that is called Let's Rock. And if you like Black Keys, you're going to like it a lot. And I also want to put in a plug for the Rockin' Tours album. Did you guys listen to that over the break?
No, I did not.
Real good.
It's amazing.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Real good.
Sounds like it's their Abbey Road, I think. I can't believe how many different styles it has on it. It's so, so good. So there's your tips. Black Keys and Rockin' Tours, both with new K-Rock music out. Allie is here. Time for another look at what's happening here on a Monday.
I mean, no big deal. They've won 4 World Cups and just did back-to-back World Cups.
Yeah.
The United States women's team. Kind of killing it out there, right?
More than kind of, yes.
Yeah, insane. Well, the U.S.'s 2-0 victory over the Netherlands is the highest-rated soccer telecast in the United States since the 2015 women's final. So
when they won that World Cup.
When they won that one. Remember last year, the men's World Cup title?
Well,
not a lot of people do.
Yeah, because the men didn't make it.
Didn't qualify.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good. Kevin, you watched, I imagine, a lot of soccer over the break.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed now that I can't go and watch a game.
It's over, right?
It's over, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that the U.S. Women's National Team soccer jersey is the best-selling soccer jersey in Nike history.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But at least they get paid a lot less than the men.
Right.
A lot less, yeah. So. I did see one guy really upset on the interwebs that he couldn't get a jersey in his size. I was like, okay, that actually makes me laugh because he wanted a women's soccer jersey so bad, but he was a bigger gentleman. I was like, see, that's your problem right now. But these women just want to get paid equally.
Yeah.
But he's got a point, too. He should be able to get a shirt in his size. What are we doing?
I'm sure he could order one.
I'm sure
just because he's bigger than that.
Yeah.
So, Allie, will the president invite them to the White House after all the war of words that has gone back and forth between he and Meghan?
I think he has to just to save any face. Absolutely. Whether they go.
They will not.
Yeah.
They will not go.
There have been other women's championship teams that have not been invited. He's been very low on inviting women to the White House, which is weird because you think of all presidents who would want women in the White House would be Donald Trump. But not so much when it comes to sports teams. But I feel like he has to. This is so high profile, and there's been so much said and written about it.
Yeah.
I feel like he has to. And then it kind of puts him in a tough spot if they all say no.
But it also puts him in a worse spot if he doesn't ask. Then it's just, you're being so petty. Just what are you doing? Right. And I think it will make his base happier if they do say no. Then they could all say, oh, they're not true Americans. They can't put their politics aside. So I think he actually wins in this by asking them to come.
Yep, could be.
Could be. But
congrats to them, though. They won four games that were all battles.
Yeah.
It was really tough.
That Rapinoe lady.
She's fantastic.
I don't know how lesbianism works, but I'm sure she made a bunch of new ones.
She has a wife.
Yeah. I'm sure she made a lot of us super gay, because I have never thought about being a lesbian, but I was like, a little bit.
Yep. Whatever she's doing, you want to start doing.
Absolutely. I'm into it. Let's do this. I don't know how lesbianism works.
I'm pretty sure you can catch it on the TV.
I think I caught it watching. I'm not sure about anyone else. And that other player, that Alex, what is
Morgan?
Morgan.
Is she a supermodel?
No, but she's a model. No, they do have amazing looking women, but they're also amazing athletes.
Unbelievable.
Both. Yeah.
They almost made me want to do cardio. But then I was like,
that's saying something.
Yeah.
And I was I don't think I could run to the end of the field and back one time.
No.
I really don't.
No.
And they do it for 45 minutes at a time.
Yeah, it's insane. Soccer's a lot of running, you guys.
It's a lot of running.
Do you guys need me to be the soccer correspondent?
We do now. As long as you can bring it onto the air, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Because congratulations to the U.S. women.
Unbelievable. Congrats. Some birthdays for you guys. Jaden Smith, Sophia Bush, Beck, Billy Crudup, Milo Ventimiglia. What are you laughing at over there, Chip? Oh, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Me doing dumb things.
And Kevin Bacon.
Congratulations to David Swigum from Simi Valley. Got two tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at Five Point Amphitheater and qualified for a trip to see them in Chicago. They are playing with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and AFI. Your chance to win is coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Here's the story. She actually got this tattoo a couple of years ago, but for some reason it was in the Daily Mirror in the UK on the 4th of July, and I've been eager to bring you this story. Her name is Lisa Cameltoe, and she...
I'm sorry. There's no way her last name is Cameltoe.
That is unfortunate.
Her name is Lisa Cameltoe.
No. Her name is like Lisa Smith, but she wears really tight leggings.
Well, no.
This might be a dumb question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Legally, can you change your last name?
Sure.
Sure.
Of course you can. You can change any name you want.
Get right on that.
Well, she Kevin. That's how she became Lisa Cameltoe.
Oh, she changed it to that.
Her name was Lisa Bell.
Mm.
She was on a holiday with some friends in Magaluf, which I did not know but had to look up, is a resort on the Spanish island of Mallorca. So she was there. Apparently plastered, and she thought it would be. And you know, you get a lot of great ideas when you're drunk.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, maybe this is the new phone topic for July, is the dumbest idea you ever had while you were drunk that you were convinced was great. She decided she was going to get a tattoo of a camel on her left big toe.
Wow.
Because the comedy.
Right.
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 Because she got a camel on her toe.
Okay.
Right.
So her friends tried to talk her out of it, but she would hear none of it. She thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard. And then she spent the rest of the holiday approaching men in the hotel and around the pool, asking if they'd like to see her camel toe.
Wow.
And she became, as you can imagine, the talk of the strip.
It
there.
Seems like it would be easier just to walk around, you know, with no clothes or whatever, just to get people's attention rather than taking all of those steps to get to that point.
Right. And I'm sure every time she said it, she thought it would be the most hilarious thing in the world, because then they'd go, yeah, I'd like to see your camel toe. And then she'd just point down the camel on her toe. So she, when she
Thanks
got back.
For walking us through that.
Thank you. When she got back home to England, she decided to go ahead and change her name, which she did, which apparently only cost £40 in Britain, which surprised me. I may change my name every month when I'm there. And Noah's so cheap. She wanted to change her first name also from Lisa to Iva. She wanted to be named Iva Cameltoe.
Come on with this lady.
But now I love her.
Her friends talked her out of that, so she just went with Cameltoe. It's on all of her official documents, her checkbook, her tax account.
Wow.
She, when she applies for work now, people giggle because her name is Cameltoe, but she says it's so funny, I've never regretted it, and I still love it. The only thing she hasn't done yet is her passport has not been up for renewal yet, and she's very excited to have a passport with that name on it, so she can take the camel toe name around the world. And by the way, speaking of that, she says she's 40, by the way, and she's still getting drunk enough to think this is funny, but she says she still plans on getting married and having children, and therefore when she does, she needs her husband to take her last name when they marry so that the camel toe name lives on.
Here's the weird thing. When you're drunk and you have a great idea in your mind and it's the funniest thing ever, and then you follow up on that, maybe the next day, maybe you get a little chuckle, maybe. And then the second day after that, you're like, oh, okay, that was dumb. That's it.
Right.
How is she still dying laughing?
Every time.
Wow. I'm a little concerned that it's that easy to change your name. Like, what about do not fly lists? What about things like that? You could just bypass it that easily?
That's
like,
a great
that's
point.
Not me. I'm now Jenny Cameltoe.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Interesting.
And if she does find a man who's going to marry her,
please.
What are the chances? I know. What are the chances he's going to want to change his last name to Cameltoe? All right. I'll just tell you one more thing about Iva Cameltoe. And that is on the last vacation that she, on the last vacation that she and her friends went to back to Spain, she got a tattoo of a fish on her finger and walked around asking, hey, do you want to smell my fish fingers? That's what this lady did. Come on! Lisa Cameltoe, you guys. Smell my fish finger, same lady. I may marry her.
How do you find this? That's funny.
It's so dumb.
I mean, I know it's dumb, and it's funny dumb, but...
That's why. It's just, it's so dumb. She's a treasure.
But I'm over it now.
She's a treasure.
God, you're moving to this country.
Her name is Lisa Cameltoe, you guys.
You're going to be surrounded by smell my fish finger camel toe chicks. I mean, that's your future, Bean.
Well, the future can't get here quick enough.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. It is 9:35.
Allie is here with our final look at what's happening. Allie, we've been gone for a while. We're on vacation. We missed a bunch of shows. We have so much tape we didn't get a chance to get to today. I've had one that I've been dying to play.
I hate
to bite into your time here.
Oh, bite away.
Do you mind?
No.
Okay. I think this is in the conversation for the greatest reality show clip of all time.
Wow.
I really do.
Oh, my.
And I'm keeping in mind, Stephen, and the tan and the whole, I'm keeping all of that in mind.
The tan baby.
Right, tan baby, right. This is from, and forgive me if you saw this over the break, but this is from the Australian Bachelorette. In Australia?
Now, Bean, I would just like to play the tan one, because you're saying this is better.
Yeah. I'm saying
it might be.
It might be, yeah.
Okay.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
Now, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
From Laguna Beach, I believe, right? Laguna Beach, right. So this is the Bachelorette, the Australian edition. This is where we've all seen it. The girl comes out of the limo and she walks up to the bachelor. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. The guy comes up to the girl. And they meet each other and have small talk for the first time. And here's how it went when this couple met.
Hey, Diane.
Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Matt. Lovely to meet you.
What do you think?
I'm a astrophysicist.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini.
Okay, so She thinks... Wait, she thinks he's into astrology?
Yes!
Okay, so I'm going to play it again, please. And then you'll see his reaction, which won him so many fans, because what do you say in that situation if a girl says...
You say, go back and get in the car.
Yes, you do. Oh, you are not getting a rose. Listen to his reaction and tell me if you don't love him, Allie.
Hey, Abby.
Matt, lovely to meet you.
What do you think?
I'm an astrophysicist.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, I'm a Leo.
All the boxes ticked. Can't believe it.
I'm a Leo, he says. He pauses.
Wow.
How am I going to still get laid? Oh, I'm a Leo. That's what he goes with.
That was pretty strong.
Pretty great, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
I'm sure she did not have as much fun watching that episode back as maybe...
Oh, she still doesn't get it.
Right, exactly. I don't understand why everybody's laughing. All right, let's see what else is going on here on a Monday morning. Here's Allie.
Oh, that was fantastic. And by the way, I'm a Gemini, so I totally get it. So Netflix has decided to cut down on depictions of smoking during their programming. This after Stranger Things led to a tobacco use study. According to the Truth Initiative, smoking is on the rise on TV with a drastic increase between 2018 and 2019. And Netflix is the number one offender. Interesting. So here's what Netflix had to say. They said, Netflix strongly supports artistic expression. We also recognize that smoking is harmful and when portrayed positively on screen can adversely influence young people. Going forward, all new projects that we commission with ratings of TV-14 or below for a series or PG-13 or below for films will be smoking and e-cigarette free.
I've been smoking weed since I 18. Yeah.
Except for reasons of historical or factual accuracy, which I feel like in Stranger Things it was the 80s. So that's
sure
historically and it's accurate, right?
Smoking!
Everyone smoked in the 80s. You could smoke on planes in the 80s.
Yeah. You could smoke in surgery in the 80s.
Oh, insanity.
If you were the patient.
Yes.
Which is weird. So there you have it, guys. And Stevie Wonder was performing at a concert in London on Saturday. And he just, you know, casually said he's going to undergo a kidney transplant later this year.
Such a big liar.
He casually announced that he's already found a donor, and according to a video from the concert that was posted to Twitter, he said that he's going to do 3 more shows and then take some extended time off from performing and have a kidney transplant in September.
Man, that's a serious...
Liar!
Serious.
Liar!
Why do you think he's lying?
Because he just... He's no longer getting sympathy for pretending to be blind, so now he has to pretend to need a kidney transplant.
Oh, my gosh, Bean.
Come on, you guys. How many times have you seen Stevie Wonder get up on stage and read? Happens all the time.
He's reading Braille.
Well, that's your story.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, these liars will be sued.
Thank you, Mr. President.
He's not lying about that.
And staying in London, Cardi B was headlining the Wireless Festival on Friday, where she got a little caught up in the moment. She removed her own wig and tossed it into the screaming crowd.
I gotta be truthful. That's awesome.
She then took to Instagram later and wrote in all caps, "I got carried away. I want my wig back." And requesting that whoever caught it can just privately message her. Which, no one's going to do
that. I was going to say, do you ever think that would happen?
No. No. Unbelievable. So Snoop Dogg wound up commenting on the post and wrote, "Too late. It's already on eBay, sis." I'm thinking if you caught her wig, you're probably not like, "Here, go ahead, have it back."
Yeah,
and
that's
a great
souvenir.
Would you ever want it back? No, you're Cardi B. You've made enough money to get a new wig.
I assume she has more than just that one.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Interesting stuff. And of course, while we were all on vacation, we found out the horrible news about Disney's casting of Ariel in The Little Mermaid, the live-action remake. How dare they?
I wrote a strongly worded letter, I'll tell you that.
The original...
I insist that my mermaids are factually correct.
Absolutely. The original author of The Little Mermaid was Danish. And people are beside themselves that they would dare cast an African-American young woman in the role. It's Halle Bailey, who is on Grown-ish. She's half of the singing group, Chloe and Halle. She's got a voice to die for. It's unbelievable how good of a singer this young lady is. But
she doesn't look like a Danish mermaid,
but Allie. She doesn't have white skin and red hair and is a mermaid.
That's racist.
This whole thing is just absolutely insane. People are nuts. Just nuts.
They are.
Yeah.
We need to gather up everybody that was angry about that and build a wall around them.
That would be great.
That needs to happen.
That would be great.
They're idiots.
We also found out that Melissa McCarthy is rumored to be playing Ursula. And Awkwafina and Jacob Tremblay are in talks to star as Scuttle and Flounder.
How excited are you guys? I know you're not the target audience, but will you go see this live-action Little Mermaid movie?
I love the Little Mermaid. Really? It's my favorite of all the Disney movies.
Did you see the Mulan trailer last night?
I did.
What do you think of that?
I thought it looked amazing. I know people are mad about that.
That looks very
pretty
crouching
good.
Tiger, hidden dragon, isn't it?
How are people mad about that?
Because there was no music and no, Mushu? The Mushu, yeah. He isn't in the trailer.
Okay.
Well, A, we don't know if he's not in the movie at all, but it looks like an actual movie and the story of Mulan instead of all of a sudden Mushu like, here's what we got to do. I think it looks incredible.
How much time do people have to upset about these things? This is absurd.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is just that in some people's minds, their childhoods are being trashed because things that they treasured.
Those people are stupid.
I know. But people just don't like to see, you know, people get attached to the movie that they know and they don't understand that it's another generation or in some cases two that have passed. And it's okay for the kids that are the age you were when you saw that movie to have their own version of that movie to see.
And
not everything is for everybody.
How many people saw that and maybe were a little bit upset but did nothing? Probably most
the majority,
of the world. Who sits down and writes or starts a campaign or tweets? What's wrong with people?
I'm still trying to get that Game of Thrones season reshot.
Right,
I mean, come
exactly.
on. You just don't give up, Kevin.
Winners never give up.
If you have a social media account, you are allowed to have the world bend to you.
That's why I think that whole thing with the movie that's coming out, that they're like, oh no, we're going to take the time now and redo it because you guys didn't like his teeth.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. That person did the wrong thing. The fact that you bent to the mob on the internet that decided they didn't like his teeth, now people feel entitled and emboldened, like my voice does mean something. No, it doesn't. That guy is just a puss and is redoing it. Thank you, everybody. I just want to briefly tell this story because it delights me to no end. You know I'm not a big hiker. I think people hike and then they're murdered.
Sure.
Because that's where you bring someone when you want to kill them, on
Absolutely.
A hike or on a cruise ship.
You've proven it many times with news
Thank
stories.
You. Thank you. Well, a woman called 911 from inside Government Canyon State Park in Texas on June 21st saying that she had to climb a tree to get away from an animal that was growling and following her. She was ultimately put in touch with the park officer and urged him, you've got to hurry. I don't know what it is. She thinks it's a wild pig, but she can't get down from the tree now because she keeps hearing this pig growling at her and she's terrified. Well, the officers finally did find her up in this tree and there was no growling pig. However, there was a nearby rumble strip and occasionally when cars would go over it, it could sound like an animal. And the officer said, is that by chance the sound you heard? And she's like, sure is. I'm gonna come down from this tree now.
Love it.
And the officer wound up saying, oh no, this is surprisingly common. It happens a lot. Don't worry about it. Rolling his eyes like, you wackadoodle. You thought a crazed pig was coming after you. It was a random car going over a rumble strip.
I wish they would have told her it's around here someplace.
We can't see
how stay up there until
see
we
how
can find
long
it.
They can get her to stay up there.
I don't know why it delighted me so much. But, oh, God bless you, lady.
What do you think?
I'm a astrophysicist.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
And then when he said Leo, Oh, she said it checks all the boxes.
Oh, my God. Same lady as called 911 on the rumble strip.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Good stuff. All right, some birthdays for you. Kevin Bacon, Milo Ventimiglia, Beck, Billy Crudup, Sophia Bush, Jaden Smith. What a birthday of amazing people.
Sure.
And Jaden Smith.
Plus Jaden Smith, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, and drive home tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. We've got animal stories. You want to move out of Southern California because of earthquakes.
Well, there are some people who have just about had it up to here with all these aftershocks.
Wedding menus, what's up? And we've got your tickets for the San Diego Comic-Con.